I got to tell you, you know, go for it. If the New England Patriots win tonight and they're 15-0,
you got to go for it.
You got to go for it. It was the Giants, low those many years ago now, when Denver came in, I believe, with 13-0.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Kent Graham to Amani Toomer as time was running out to hand the Denver Broncos the loss that season. So, you're going to play next week. You know, you don't want to get anybody hurt, but, you know. Look, I mean, there are guys on this team who need a little work.
Yeah.
They need a little
I'd
work.
I'd say.
By the way, Jamarcus Russell threw the touchdown pass, has thrown for the two-point conversion.
Wow.
To Ronald Curry.
Hey.
So it is 49-11, 6 seconds to go as the Oakland Raiders kick off to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So why don't we pencil in 49-11 as our final, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are in the playoffs. We're going through all the scenarios. Tom Coughlin getting doused by Gatorade, a tradition which unfortunately won't go away. And it started with Harry Carson and the Giants and Phil Parcells. Under a minute to go in New Orleans, 38-23, so Philadelphia will win that football game. And the games that are just beginning, Dolphins mm-hmm. and Patriots, Jets and Titans, Ravens and Seahawks, Bucks and 49ers, Falcons and the Arizona Cardinals, all just getting underway. Let me run through the finals in case you missed it. Cincinnati hangs on to beat Cleveland 19-14. Browns would have clinched today with the win. They still could clinch a victory if Tennessee loses to the Jets, but they did not do it today by virtue of a victory. So the Browns 9-6, Cincinnati 6-9, and Derek Anderson had a couple of touchdown passes, but four interceptions, and not a great day either for Carson Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Palmer had a touchdown pass, but he was also picked off a bunch of times. Chicago Bears, they sweep the season series from the Green Bay Packers 35-7. The Giants will get the win at Buffalo. It's 38-21 with 1:05 to go. Buffalo does have the football. The Saints and Eagles, 38-23. The Eagles lead at 58 seconds to go, so we await that becoming a final. It's gone final. Jacksonville 49, Oakland 11. Jaguars 11-4, and they do clinch a playoff berth. Fred Taylor, a 62-yard touchdown run. David Garrard had a quarterback sneak for a touchdown and a couple of touchdown passes. One to Greg Jones, one to Matt Jones, and Quinn Gray came in, and he threw two touchdown passes. Peyton Manning had three touchdown passes, two to Dallas Clark, one to Reggie Wayne. Clifton Davis had a touchdown run. Joseph Addai had a touchdown run. Colts 13-2, winners over Houston 38-15. And the Detroit Lions snapped a six-game losing streak by defeating the Kansas City Chiefs, the final 25-20. T.J. Duckett with a touchdown run, and Paris Lennon picked off a pass and ran it 61 yards for a touchdown. Devin Ewitt, who came in when Brody Croyle hurt his hand, threw a couple of touchdown passes. 1-2 defensive lineman Jared Allen.
In that Buffalo and Giants game, which is just about wrapped up, Trent Edwards started the game for the Buffalo Bills by going 7 of 8 for 132 yards and two touchdowns. And since then, he is 2 for 18 for 29 yards and three interceptions. So it started well, but got ugly in a hurry for Trent Edwards and the Buffalo Bills. And if you were wondering, Kevin Everett, the tight end for the Buffalo Bills, who was obviously hurt deeply with the spinal cord injury at the beginning of the season and has recovered, was in attendance at Buffalo, did speak to his team before the game, but chose not to walk onto the field with the bad conditions and maybe a few other issues, we're not sure. Chose not to walk onto the field, and therefore not inspiration enough, we have to assume, for the Buffalo Bills to come out with a win. Good story for Kevin Everett, but bad story for the Buffalo Bills. This season has gone sour over the past few weeks.
Yeah, and the game has gone final, so the Giants win at 38-21. Just some numbers from that Cleveland-Cincinnati game, which the Bengals won 19-14. Carson Palmer, 11 of 21 today. 115 yards, one touchdown, couple of interceptions. Kenny Watson had a big game, but almost gave it away at the end, as Cincinnati led 19-14. 2 minute warning, they had the ball about the 20 yard line of the Cleveland Browns. Looks like it's all over, and Kenny Watson fumbles the ball, and the Browns get it back. And they had a couple of timeouts, but they just wasted so much time running that offense. They didn't have a real great shot at scoring a touchdown. The final pass by Derek Anderson fell incomplete in the end zone, but I don't think they use the play clock wisely or their timeouts wisely, and the type of plays they were running, the little dinks and dunks, just used up too much time, and they didn't have a real legitimate shot at getting into the end zone. Now, Derek Anderson, by the way, 29 of 48, 250 yards, two touchdowns, four interceptions. Jamal Lewis, 21 carries for 92 yards. Kellen Winslow, 7 catches for 73.
This is a day that will give fodder to Brady Quinn fans. In this offseason, this upcoming offseason, it's sort of been assumed over the past month, and I think rightfully so, that Derek Anderson would get at least another year, probably a contract extension, or he needs a contract, actually, as a free agent, that the Browns couldn't possibly turn their back on a guy like this who played this well. But today, we talked about the picks, and you brought up the final drive when it was awkward. There was not a definitive idea of what we're doing here in terms of let's hustle, let's throw the ball down the field. Kellen Winslow, lucky to be called out of bounds on one of those receptions. Anderson ran for the sidelines, got out of bounds with 1 second to go in what almost was the final play of the game. It was awkward, and all of a sudden this discussion of whether Brady Quinn should be handed the keys to this team or Derek Anderson should be the guy, it got a little bit more fodder on the Brady Quinn side today.
You know, the thing is, I mean, Derek Anderson, one could say he'd been around for a few years on the Baltimore Ravens bench, and they discarded him. Cleveland, you know, found their savior for this season in Derek Anderson, but the only problem is, could he do it for more than one season? And we saw him have a bad game today. Now every quarterback has a bad game. Goodness knows Brett Favre's day today. Wasn't very good for the Green Bay Packers, but that was more or less a total team effort by the Packers and getting blown out by the Chicago Bears on special teams as well. It was awful. They had a couple of punts blocked, one return for a touchdown. But, you know, the knee-jerk reaction to a quarterback, if he's good, is that, oh, you know, he's the next guy.
Right.
Without being or having to prove it over the long term. And, you know, maybe Derek Anderson is going to be a very solid quarterback in the National Football League for many years to come, or maybe he's just having a good season. And sometimes there is, oftentimes, because there's such a dearth of good quarterback in the National Football League, there is a rush to judgment. But I think today, probably what he did a lot today, we saw him do a lot in college.
Mm-hmm.
Make bad decisions.
And you know what? If I'm in charge in Cleveland, I still go with that because I think I have a much clearer idea of what I'll get from Derek Anderson next year than what I'll ever get from Brady Quinn. I go with the most sure thing, even if it's not a sure thing.
They're underway at Gillette Stadium. The Miami Dolphins with the football. 3rd and 6. The red-eyed Cleo Lemon trying to convert. Incomplete. They didn't even use up a minute.
You know, why use John Beck and find out what you have? Keep giving Cleo Lemon strikes. There you go, Cam.
Miami, New England scores.
Complete coverage from coast to coast. Berger and Celtic. Bob and Bob is Sports Sunday.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Are credit card bills stressing you out? Do you find yourself living paycheck to paycheck, hanging your head in embarrassment with $4,000 or more in unsecured debt? Call Consumer Education Services Incorporated, a nonprofit organization, for help. They'll give you a free consultation and a clear picture of how to permanently get out of debt. Here's the number. 800-958-2152. 800-958-2152. 800-958-2152.
I'm Kirk Stevens. All of the early NFL action has gone final. The Giants clinch wild card spot, beat the Bills 38-21, a game closer than the score. Some late touchdowns for the Giants getting it done, including 2 interception returns for TDs and Ahmad Bradshaw's 88-yard touchdown run, the 3rd longest in Giants history. Jaguars are in. They crushed the Raiders 49-11. David Garrard, 2 touchdown passes and a TD run. Colts were already in. They beat the Texans 38-15 and moved to 13-2. Peyton Manning, 3 touchdown passes. Packers already in, and they were hammered in Chicago by the Bears 35-7. Thus, the Cowboys clinched a top seed and home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. Green Bay does have the 2 seed and the other first round bye. Eagles just finished off the Saints 38-23. The Saints now need a win next week and hope Minnesota loses twice to make the playoffs. Lions beat the Chiefs 25-20 to end a 6-game losing streak. Chiefs have now lost 8 straight. Bengals beat the Browns 19-14. The Browns can still clinch a playoff spot today if Tennessee loses at home to the Jets. That game just underway, a couple minutes in, no score. Dolphins and Patriots also scoreless early on. The Patriots try to become the first 15-0 team in NFL history. Tom Brady has thrown 45 touchdown passes, four shy of Peyton Manning's single-season record. Other late-game Buccaneers with a field goal lead the 49ers 3-0. Falcons and Cardinals are scoreless in the first. Same for the Ravens and Seahawks. The Ravens have lost eight straight games. The Sunday night game, Redskins and Vikings. NBA, Lakers beat the Knicks 95-90. NHL, Boston and Pittsburgh 1-1 in the second period. This sporting news flash brought to you by DukeWins.com. If you're looking for an edge in today's action, call 800-877-3387 or log on to DukeWins.com. That's the latest sporting news flash. Up next, more Around the NFL with Bob and Matt on Sporting News Radio.
Business owners, if you're paying 2% or more for your credit and debit card transactions, I'm about to open your eyes to guaranteed savings of thousands of dollars on your credit and debit card processing fees. Vericom Plus offers small and medium-sized business owners some of the lowest rates in credit and debit card processing. Your company could make an extra $6,000 in profit each year. We're so confident that we can save you at least $2,500 in credit and debit card processing fees. We'll send you $100 cash if we can. That's right. We'll save you at least $2,500 or we'll send you $100 cash. To find out how to save at least $2,500 in credit and debit card transaction fees, call Vericom Plus right now. 888-815-4600. That's 888-815-4600. You save or we send you cash. 888-815-4600. Call right now.
You're listening to Sporting News Radio.
Okay, how long have you been putting it off? A year? 2 years? Longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your dental fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Aetna Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen and take down this phone number. It's 1-800-601-9683. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleanings, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free for 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on, you know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to fix itself. Try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-601-9683. Free for 21 days. That's 1-800-601-9683.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-410-9508. 1-800-410-9508. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-410-9508.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 800-795-6116. That's 800-795-6116.
Fox 1070.
Manning under center. Peyton looks for the pump. Throws to Reggie. Touchdown, Reggie Wayne. And that is the 10th of the year for Reggie. What a dart, what a catch. And the Colts lead 37-7. Peyton, third touchdown of the afternoon.
And the Colts win this afternoon at home 38-15 over the Houston Texans. Our thanks to WIBC as we welcome you back to Around the NFL on Sporting News Radio. Happy holidays to y'all. Bob Berg along with Matt Spiegel as we bring in on the StubHub.com guest line, linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts, Gary Brackett. Gary, good to have you with us. Congratulations on the victory.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure, and thanks for joining us. And tell us about the defensive effort today by your football team. You fall behind quickly in this football game early on the Sage Rosenfeld's touchdown pass, but it looked like after that you were a pretty dominant unit today.
Yeah, that was a little disappointing. You know, anytime you don't start fast, you know, that's what we always pride ourselves on, starting fast. But I think after that, guys settled in, started playing well. We got three turnovers. And anytime you give our offense three extra possessions, it always works out great for us.
Hey, Gary, you guys held the Texans to 66 yards rushing the ball. Everybody gives Bob Sanders a lot of credit for that, but he's pretty far back. What's working in the run defense up there in the front seven with you?
I think guys are doing a great job. The guys up front, front four, are really bought into not rushing the field, really, you know, just being conscious of the run, playing the run a lot better. And those guys, Ed Johnson, Darrell Reed, Jeff Charles, they really did a great job stepping up in there, making them great plays.
Gary, you mentioned the front four, and that front four suffered a big loss early in the season when Dwight Freeney went down with an injury. But as you look forward to the playoffs, and there's still one game left in the regular season, how has this defense performed minus Dwight Freeney? How do you lose a guy like that but stay at such a high level?
Just to show there's other guys out there. You know, we lost a lot with Dwight Freeney. He's a Pro Bowl type player, really one of our keys to our defense. So guys like myself, Marlon Jackson, Kelvin Hayden, we all stepped up. Our Panthers, of course, Antoine Bethea. Just really getting after it, playing good defense. We're still ranked second in the NFL total defense, which is a great accomplishment. And guys really been stepping in, doing a great job.
Hey, Gary, now you guys are in that somewhat awkward position of having clinched your spot in the playoffs. You're the number two seed. You're locked and loaded right there. And you still got to play some football. How do you try not to get hurt while also trying to play? It's an awkward spot to be in a little bit, isn't it?
It is, but it's a good problem to have. You know, as a player, you always want to play. You know, that's what you do. That's what you get paid for. So obviously, we want to go out there and play as hard as you can. When you get tapped on the shoulder, they say you don't play anymore. You fight well a little bit. Then you put your helmet down, and then you watch the guys step in and do what they have to do.
Gary, thanks for your time. Congratulations on the victory. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Best of luck in the postseason.
I appreciate it. Happy holidays, guys.
That is Gary Brackett of the Indianapolis Colts. The win today over Houston, 38-15. Let's take you right now out to Gillette Stadium because there's a flag on the play, but the Patriots have found the end zone against the Dolphins. Here's Mike Petraglia. Mike?
All right. The touchdown of Randy Moss of 11 yards will stand. Illegal use of hands on the play against Miami. Touchdown is good. Now Tom Brady is just three touchdowns away from matching Peyton Manning's mark of 49 in a regular season back in 2004. And Randy Moss is now just two touchdowns away, from matching Jerry Rice's 22 touchdown mark in 1987. The extra point is good, so the Patriots jump out on top in this one. 7-0, 8:47 to go in the first quarter.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, the linebacker for the Dolphins tried to shove Randy Moss as he went around, and really had virtually no effect at all on the play. Continuing on around the NFL, the Ravens in Seattle, the Seahawks in Baltimore, and here with the latest at Quest Field is Jim Bernard. Jim.
8:30 to go in the first quarter, still scoreless here. It's been raining off and on, mostly on here today. The Seahawks are facing a Ravens team, which has not only lost 8 in a row, but are also pretty injury depleted. Most notably, Ray Lewis is out with a broken finger. Rookie Troy Smith is making his first start of the season at quarterback for the Ravens. The Seahawks, they clinched the division 2 weeks ago, but are still playing for the third seed in the NFC. Also point of interest, the next rushing touchdown scored by Sean Alexander will be the 100th of his career. So again, here, 8:14 to go in the first. Ravens, Seahawks, tied at no score.
All right, so it'll be the 100th of his career and the first in an eternity this season. I'm not bitter just because I drafted him. Drafted Marvin Harrison, who again wasn't on the field today. I guess the next time we'll see him, if we see him, will be in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing okay without him. Tampa Bay, they're going to the playoffs. 49ers aren't. But they're playing at Monster Park this afternoon. Here's George Devine. George?
Yeah, right now Tampa Bay leads at 3-0. A lot of people wore their Jeff Garcia jerseys today. He's the last quarterback to take the 49ers to the playoffs back in 2002. Garcia led his club down to the 16-yard line where their drive stalled. Matt Bryan, a 34-yard field goal. Key play on that drive Garcia to Ike Hilliard on third and four for a gain of 26, got them across midfield. By the way, final home game today for 49ers defensive tackle Bryant Young. Young, the last active 49er to play in the 1994 Super Bowl win over San Diego. 3-0 Tampa Bay, 4:45 to go, first quarter.
Thank you, George, and I'm sure in a lot of people's fantasy football playoffs, they've got some Arizona Cardinals. Let's see what Kurt Warner and his gang are doing at home against the Atlanta Falcons. Here's George Tenn.
Yeah, 4:08 left in the opening period, and the Cardinals up 7-0. Kurt Warner hooked up with Anquan Boldin for a 4-yard TD toss. It was a 10-play, 80-yard drive. It took 5:14 off the clock. Key play in that drive, a 31-yard pass from Warner to Boldin. That was after Rod Hood intercepted a Chris Redmond pass in the end zone. It was Hood's fifth pick of the year for the Cardinals. He is top of the team. The Cardinals, 6-8, wide the end of two-game skid, finishing comfortably at 8-8 for new head coach Ken Wisenhunt. Falcons, 3-11. They're trying to snap a five-game skid and get a win for interim head coach Emmett Thomas. We got 4:05 left in the opening period. Cardinals up over the Falcons, 7-0.
Thank you, George. Tampa Bay now has it first and goal at San Francisco 4-yard line. Alex Smith just caught a pass from Jeff Garcia. He was good for 32 yards, and so first and goal for Tampa Bay leading at San Francisco. 3-0. Let's check in at LP Field. Titans and the Jets. Here's Darren McFarland. Darren?
Well, Bob, just past the midway point in the first quarter, no score here today between the Titans and the Jets, although there was a big round of ovation when they announced the Browns score and everyone finding out that the Browns had indeed lost to the Bengals. That's good news for the Titans. Now, they need to still win out, but they will hold the tiebreaker against the Browns in any tie because of today's loss. So right now the Titans have had two possessions on the afternoon and both have resulted in punts. Lindell White, 5 carries for 34 yards. On the flip side, the Jets will take over for their second possession of the afternoon. They'll be at their own 20, and right now with 6:15 to go in the first, still no score.
So, Bob, that is the big playoff scenario still in play. The Tennessee Titans, you figure, would win today against the Jets, and if they do, we'll go into next week with the Cleveland Browns and Titans both still very much alive, and Cleveland would need to win next week to lock down their situation. But very interesting. It could be a collapse for the Cleveland Browns here after what has been a great story. If the Cleveland Browns should fade and should fall, the questions we'll get asked, as we were mentioning, about Derek Anderson and Brady Quinn, and maybe even Romeo Crennel questions come back into play if the Cleveland Browns collapse here and do not make the playoffs.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns will finish up the season next week at home against San Francisco, while the Tennessee Titans would have a much more difficult task because they have to finish up the season on the road at the Indianapolis Colts.
So, well, who knows how much the Colts want to play.
Well, you never know what happens.
It's not necessarily a likely scenario, but it's certainly possible.
It's a scenario.
It is. It's one.
Likely or likely.
We don't have too many of those anymore.
That is correct. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay Buccaneers had it first and goal at about the 4-yard line of the San Francisco 49ers. It is now a fourth and goal at the San Francisco 4 on second down. A bad snap, but Tampa Bay kept the hold of the ball, and now on fourth down, they have to go for the field goal. Matt Bryan, good, 22 yards out to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay now leads to San Francisco 6-0. And you know, last night's game, the Dallas win over Carolina, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Terrell Owens hurt his ankle.
High ankle sprain.
They called it a high ankle sprain, and today they did an MRI, and the MRI has told us he has a high ankle sprain.
Okay.
Yeah, so
thank God.
Good for advanced science. So there's no timetable for him to return, but why do you need him on the football field next week? You don't. With Green Bay losing today, the Dallas Cowboys have locked up home field advantage throughout the playoffs. The Dallas Cowboys will be off the first week of the season. Now, high ankle sprains are oftentimes very difficult to get over. Now, we may see him on the football field again in a few weeks. I don't know what percentage he'll be up to, whether he'll be playing at 100%. I imagine we'll see him on the football field for the first playoff game for the Dallas Cowboys, but that's the next time we will see Terrell Owens on the football field. We won't see him next week.
I need to, I'm going to place a bet that Terrell Owens is going to go back into that oxygen tank. He's going to go back into that oxygen chamber, that hyperbaric chamber that helped him dramatically recover to play in the Super Bowl a few years back for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's going to go back to that oxygen tank. I mean, he might have to borrow it from Anthony Gonzalez of the Indianapolis Colts. I know Gonzalez has the oxygen tank, and I think he's got a nice one. He's got a bed in there. He sleeps in that thing. Maybe he'll have some company. Maybe T.O. and A.G. will be hanging out in the O tank later on this week.
You know, the Atlanta Falcons trailing at Arizona 7-0. We're lining up the punt formation, but they go fake on the punt, hike it to the up man, Williams, who runs over 30 yards for a first down. So Atlanta keeps possession of the football.
Emmett Thomas.
And they now have it at about the 30-yard line of the Arizona Cardinals, Emmett Thomas. I wouldn't say he's coaching for a job as a head coach next season.
I would say he's coaching.
He won't be. Obviously, the Atlanta Falcons are not even able to hire somebody for the front office. They were the first to go after Bill Parcells, who decided that, you know, Miami is a more appetizing position than the Atlanta Falcons, which I don't know what that says about the Atlanta Falcons. And if I'm Rich McKay, it can't say much about stability of my position as general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. So Atlanta will look for, I assume, somebody in that spot of what Bill Parcells got in Dallas, I mean Miami, which is what, executive vice president, but somebody who really run the football operations in Atlanta. Miami's found one, they hope. And we'll see who the coach is. Maybe it'll be Cam Cameron next season. Maybe it won't. We'll see who the quarterback is next season. Maybe it'll be Cleo Lemon or John Beck, or maybe it'll be somebody else. An aging offense, what do you do at running back? What do you do with that first pick in the draft?
Yeah.
If somebody wants it bad enough, give it to him.
In Atlanta, there is talk of Marty Schottenheimer. I wonder how that would play with D'Angelo Hall, Falcons cornerback D'Angelo Hall, who went back on the record, as if anyone was asking yesterday, saying, quote, "I will not be part of another losing team for another year. I've got to do what I've got to do, no matter who hates me." The tough thing about coming back without a contract extension, blah, blah, blah. He says, "It would be tough for me to step out on the field knowing that I would have that on the line, his contract extension." D'Angelo Hall, with a pretty direct threat to not play and hold out with a contract situation just because he doesn't want to be on a loser. And I understand the frustration of being there, but your job is what it is, and you got to show up, don't you? Maybe he won't, according to him, if you read that.
Well, in the course of the history of the National Football League, how many players give up checks for a long period of time?
No, not many. Lance Briggs threatened to do so this year, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, why not just show up? And, you know, the money, usually the money you give up by a holdout, you never get back. Now, sometimes there are owners out there who are foolish enough to go ahead and sign somebody at a holdout, and actually they get their money back plus more money. But really, usually in football, once you give up the money, you never get that money back. And it's a lot of money. Just go out there and play football. And Snelling has just scored for the Atlanta Falcons.
They were on the goal line. That's a one-yard touchdown.
That would be Jason Snelling. A one-yard touchdown run. So, pending the extra point, when in doubt, give it to Jason Snelling.
That's what I always say.
Who takes it into the end zone. So, Arizona got fooled by the Atlanta fake on the punt. First down, and it results in a touchdown by Jason Snelling. We await the extra point from Morton Anderson. So, Arizona, for the moment, leading 7-6.
The Seattle Seahawks are driving Matt Hasselbeck to Bobby Engram down the left side. For about 15 yards, they've got the ball in Baltimore Ravens territory in the first quarter.
And the Patriots with the football back after a Dolphins punt with the lead 7-0. Tom Brady has a touchdown pass to Randy Moss. Flash coming up next.
Ticket to all the biggest games. Burger and Seltzer. Sports Sunday on Sporting News Radio. Get DukeWins.com's strongest play of the day absolutely free. Call 1-800-877-3387. DukeWins.com, Vegas handicapping champ, has one super move today free. Call 800-877-3387 right now. Let DukeWins.com earn your business with this super play absolutely free by calling 1-800-877-3387. DukeWins.com loves this game. Just pick up the phone and make the score of the year today absolutely free. 800-877-3387. 800-877-3387.
StubHub! Who needs more stuff? This holiday season, give sports, concert, and theater tickets from StubHub. And give everyone on your list an experience they'll never forget. Whether you want to bring the whole family to the Nutcracker or take your best friend to the playoffs, you'll find tickets on StubHub. At StubHub, sellers set their own prices and buyers have selection. It's fast, it's easy, and it's covered by StubHub's industry-first Fan Protect Guarantee. Visit StubHub.com today to find great gifts for the holidays and special occasions year-round. StubHub, where fans buy and sell tickets. StubHub!
I'm Kirk Stevens, NFL late game. Patriots on the board, lead the Dolphins 7-0 in the first quarter. Tom Brady, 11-yard touchdown pass to Randy Moss. Brady now three TD passes away from Peyton Manning's single-season record, and Randy Moss two touchdowns away from Jerry Rice's touchdown record. Jets and Titans are scoreless in the first. The Titans need a win to keep their playoff hopes alive. If Tennessee loses the game today, then the Browns get into the playoffs. The Browns could have done it themselves with a win today, but they lost to the Bengals 19-14. Continuing with the late scores, Buccaneers couple field goals lead the 49ers 6-0 in the first. Falcons and Cards 7-7 in the first. Kurt Warner, 4-yard touchdown pass to Anquan Boldin. Jason Snelling, a 1-yard touchdown run for the Falcons. Ravens and Seahawks scoreless in the first. For the early games, Eagles beat the Saints 38-23. Donovan McNabb, 3 touchdown passes. Saints need to win next week and hope Minnesota loses twice to make the playoffs. The Vikings host the Redskins in the Sunday night game, 8:15 Eastern Time start. Lions over the Chiefs, 25-20. As mentioned, the Bengals beat the Browns, 19-14. Giants beat the Bills, 38-21. Giants clinch a wild card spot. Corey Webster, Kavika Mitchell, each with an interception return for a touchdown. Ahmad Bradshaw, an 88-yard touchdown run, third longest in team history. The Jaguars are in, beat the Raiders 49-11 to go to 11-4. On the season, David Garrard, 2 TD passes and a touchdown run. Colts are already in. They beat the Texans 38-15 to go to 13-2. Bears beat the Packers 35-7. The Cowboys thus clinch top seed and home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. Green Bay does have the 2 seed and a first round bye. NBA Lakers beat the Knicks 95-90. Kobe Bryant becomes the youngest ever to 20,000 points. NHL Pittsburgh leads Boston 3-1 after 2 periods of play. That's the latest sporting news flash. Up next, more Around the NFL with Bob and Matt on Sporting News Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Abacore, the hair growth treatment that helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now. I've been on Abacore, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
Abacore is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call now to find out how you can get 3 months of Abacore free with your order. Call 1-800-297-4427. That's 1-800-297-4427. Don't wait. Call today for Abacore. That's 1-800-297-4427.
Abacore really works. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 1-800-297-4427. That's 1-800-297-4427.
You're listening to Sporting News Radio.
Sporting News Radio.
Attention, if you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2609 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2609. There's absolutely no obligation.
Homeowners, the Mortgage Center wants to help you today by offering you a choice when it comes to refinancing. At the Mortgage Center, you'll always have 3 banks competing for your business.
It's true. I made 1 phone call and was approved and instantly received 3 great offers to refinance my home.
Homeowners, cash in today. Get money for debt consolidation or home improvement. The Mortgage Center can and will help you, so call them right now. Call 1-800-983-1544. That's 1-800-983-1544.
It's that easy.
Are credit card bills stressing you out? Do you find yourself living paycheck to paycheck, hanging your head in embarrassment with $4,000 or more in unsecured debt? Call Consumer Education Services Incorporated, a nonprofit organization, for help. They'll give you a free consultation and a clear picture of how to permanently get out of debt. Here's the number.
800-958-2152. 800-958-2152. 800-958-2152.
Talk 1070.
Hey, welcome back to Around the NFL.
on Sporting News Radio. Great to have you with us. Happy holidays to you all. Christmas coming up on Tuesday. I'm Bob Berg along with Matt Spiegel. Matt sitting in for Bob Stelton, doing the right thing. Spending time with the family around this holiday season.
So what are we doing? The wrong thing?
It just feels so right.
How can it be wrong when it feels so right?
It does feel right, and it does pay the mortgage. Not that they're docking Bob any pay. They're not. He's due this time. And we're going to get you up to date on the games that are going on around the NFL. And right now there are five of them going on around the NFL. But in one of the games played earlier today, the New York Giants defeated the Buffalo Bills 38-21. So the Giants are going to the playoffs. And joining us now from the New York Giants is their outstanding wide receiver. He's been there for quite a while now. Amani Toomer. He joins us on the StubHub.com guest line. Amani, good to have you with us on Sporting News Radio. Congratulations on the victory.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, this is a season which looked like it was going in a couple of different directions, early than late. You get the win. How satisfying is it to be back in the playoffs?
I mean, it's great. You know, there's been a lot of stuff said in New York about, you know, our team, and, you know, a lot of articles written about how bad we are, and we keep finding a way to get back in the playoffs, and that says a lot about our team, I think.
Hey, Amani, saw some fire out of you today after one particularly good catch. You had a great day, 5 catches for 99 yards. You jumped up and pumping the fist and smacking your chest, really feeling the moment. How important is that kind of emotion, what you guys got done today?
Well, I think it's pretty big. I think a lot of the, at certain times in the year, in the game, I should say, they want to see the players, you know, who were supposed to make plays, you know, show some emotion, show some fire, and that's kind of how, gets the rest of the team going. So I think it's more for the team, and it's more just to get everybody going, and I think everybody gets a
little
like it a lot.
Amani, you caught 5 passes today for 99 yards. Eli Manning was 7 of 15 for 111 and a couple of picks today. Is he playing at a high enough level where you guys could make a run in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, some of the stuff that happened today had a lot to do with the weather, you know, because he's never mixed those kind of like that. So, you know, I mean, the interception, the fumbles, I mean, it's just, you know, tough to really get yourself together. But I think, you know, this is an extreme situation up here where it was not only cold and windy, but it was wet as well. So, you know, you can't really feel your hands and stuff like that, and what really came to do.
This is about as nasty as you've probably ever played it. I mean, that's windy and raining, and it turns to snow halfway through.
Hey, well, don't forget, I went to Michigan now. I played a game that was just like that, but instead of being, I don't know how cold it was today, it was 8 below. So, I'm used to playing in cold weather, but, you never really get used to it. I mean, you're still cold, you know.
They say that in weather like this, though, that the receivers kind of have an advantage because you know which way you're going and the defenders don't. Is that true or is that a bunch of bunk, Amani?
I don't know. I think whenever you're playing in weather, I don't know if there's any advantage. I mean, I guess the person who can stay the warmest has the advantage because, it's kind of like, you know, it's tough to figure out how to really put into the words what kind of advantage you get because, you know, it's very, you know, each person's different how they get affected by the cold.
Amani, one more thing before we let you go. How critical is it going to be to keep Brandon Jacobs on the field healthy? Amon Bradshaw had a big game today, over 150 yards, and had that long touchdown run. But Jacobs seems to be the guy who you need on that football field healthy running the ball.
Yeah, I think we have both, you know what I mean? And both of them are great. You know, I don't think that, I'd be a disservice to say anything to either of them if you say one guy's guy and one guy's not. But I think Brandon Jacobs is the guy who's been doing it for longer, so that's why he probably stayed. But both of those guys, you know, had a great game today, and the offensive line is great as well. So.
All right, Amani, congratulations on the win and getting back in the playoffs. Thanks for your time, man. Appreciate it.
Happy holidays.
Thank you very much.
Amani Toomer of the Giants. I thought you were going to ask him about the Rich Rodriguez if Michigan was going to have a spread offense running the football with the Wolverines. I thought you were going to take that opening and go after Michigan.
It's
and
your
Rich
show.
Rodriguez.
I'm just a guest, just trying to keep you comfortable.
Right? He won't be invited back. Gillette Stadium's where we go. Patriots, Dolphins. Here's Mike Petrelli. Mike?
I can tell you one thing. The Patriots are trying to make the Dolphins feel pretty uncomfortable as unwelcome guests here. But it was James Sanders just drilling one of the intended receivers of the Miami Dolphins. It's been a defensive battle in the first quarter here as the Patriots try to go 15-0, become the first NFL team ever to do that. The only scoring we've had is a crossing pattern over the middle. Who else? Tom Brady to Randy Moss. Tom Brady's 46th touchdown pass of the year. Randy Moss's 20th touchdown catch of the year as each one of those players trying to establish new NFL records in a regular season. Patriots looking to go 15-0, late first quarter, 7-0 New England.
Thank you very much. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jeff Garcia, a homecoming in Frisco. For the latest on that one, we go to Monster Park and George Devine.
Well, fellas, the Niners lead it 7-6 over Jeff Garcia and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Garcia fumbled on Tampa Bay's last trip into the red zone at the 3-yard line, and they had to settle for a Matt Bryant 22-yard field goal, Bryant's second field goal of the day. But Sean Hill came right back with the 49ers, led them down for a score with a 21-yarder over the middle to Darryl Jackson in the end zone for the touchdown. 7-6, 49ers, the Buccaneers. We've got 13-10 to go first half.
Now it's Quest Field we go for the very latest on Seattle and Baltimore. Here's Jim Bernard. Jim?
Yeah, 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Still scoreless here between the Ravens and the Seahawks. Another injury concern for the Ravens, who have had enough already this year. Willis McGahee, he was shaken up and had to be helped to the sideline. No report of the status so far. Both teams, they were forced to punt their first two possessions. The first break of the game, though, went the Ravens' way as Ed Reed intercepted a Matt Hasselbeck pass, ending up the Ravens at midfield. Ravens, though, were unable to move the ball. And we're punting ball back to the Seahawks now. Pressure from linebacker Terrell Suggs helped force that bad throw from Hasselbeck. Again, here, 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Ravens nothing, Seahawks nothing.
All right, earlier today, the Jacksonville Jaguars rolled into the playoffs 49-11 over the Oakland Raiders. And joining us now on the StubHub.com guest line, the Jacksonville Jaguars defensive lineman Paul Spicer. Paul, welcome to Sporting News Radio. Congratulations. Hello, Paul.
Hey.
Congratulations. Thanks for being with us. How's it feel being in the postseason?
It feels great. Long time coming. It's something that we really worked hard for around here in the offseason and this season. And, I feel like we definitely deserve it.
What's the confidence level of you guys, Paul? Because a lot of people saying you guys could maybe pull a shocker in the AFC playoffs. I don't know how much of a shocker it'd be. You're playing awfully well.
Well, like I said, if people want to feel like it's a shocker, let them feel like it. But as far as around here, we're definitely confident. I think confidence is at all time out here. Guys understanding what Jack Del Rio wants out of them. And, they're going out there playing with that confidence and winning football games. So we're focused on that. And we got to take care of business next week and go into the playoffs ready to take care of whoever they're going to put in front of us. We're going to prepare for them, and they're going to know it. So when we show up, wherever we have to go, we're going to be ready to play.
Well, Paul, you play on a defense that's playing awfully well. Tell us how you feel about this offense and the way David Garrard is playing, because all of a sudden, especially with that great 1-2 punch in the backfield, the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think right now, are something to be feared offensively as well as defensively.
No, it's a great feeling. It's something that hasn't been around here in a while, and we've always been known as a defensive team. But having this balance that we have this year, I think it has been as beneficial as anything else. You know, having that balance of offense and defense going out taking care of business. Our special teams have done doing a great job pinning people back deep, and the percentages weigh in our favor when the team has to go the long way to get a touchdown. So overall, I think our team is just really is coming out playing, the best football I've seen in a long time here in Jacksonville.
Hey, Paul, Fred Taylor with another big day. He's rolling. Have you put him on a workout plan and a diet that is part of his success? It's your doing, isn't it?
I'm trying to get on his workout. the way Fred is playing right now, it's like I said, it was a shame that, he didn't even get the Pro Bowl, but like I said, he got in due to injury, but overall, that man has been playing lights out. He's been playing like a rookie, He's having a rookie leg, just fresh out there. He's rolling the things he's done all season. He got guys around here right now trying to sign up for that all season workout plan.
Right.
But, we're excited about Freddie. He's doing some great things. We're going to ride into the playoffs. And like I said, we look forward to whatever matchup, whatever challenge we have before us. And the confidence, the way it feels right now, I don't think guys are going to back down. I think guys are ready and primed to go into the playoffs and going to win.
Paul, thanks for your time. Congratulations on the victory. Congratulations on being in the playoffs. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
I appreciate it. Happy holidays. You have a safe holidays here.
That thanks, is Paul. Paul Spicer of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville beat Oakland 49-11-2. make it into the postseason. We've got games going on right now around the NFL. Tennessee has just scored. Tennessee leading the Jets 7-0. New England up on Miami 7-0. They have the ball first and 10 at the Miami 28. San Francisco up on Tampa Bay 7-6. Atlanta and Arizona all tied at 7, and it's scoreless between Baltimore and Seattle.
Attention, if you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2609 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2609. There's absolutely no obligation.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, and renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor for healthy joints and cartilage. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-839-1803. That's 1-800-839-1803.
How would you like to make a full-time income working from home? Now you can with the proven work-from-home system at homebiz4.com. That's homebiz, the number 4.com. Order your free work-at-home training package today. See how you could spend more time with your family and earn more income than you ever imagined.
Life is absolutely amazing now. I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income. My husband will be retiring. I have corporate America in a few short months at the age of 36 and be coming home to work with me full-time. And our daughter will have both parents at home, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Order your free work-at-home training package and free DVD by logging on to homebiz4.com. That's homebiz, the number 4.com. Shipping is not included. Change your life. Log on to homebiz, the number 4.com. That's homebiz4.com.
Attention, annuity and structured settlement holders. Waiting years for your annuity payments? Now you can break free from a schedule set years ago. You don't have to wait years. Get the money you need now. Call 800-485-1760. Novation Capital has prepared a free DVD to explain how you can get your money when you need it. Call Novation Capital today at 800-485-1760 for your free informational DVD. Take control of your structured settlement or annuity. Lives change. A schedule set years ago may not make sense for you today. Call 800-485-1760. Find out how you can get your money when you need it. Call 800-485-1760 for your free DVD. That's 800-485-1760. Novation Capital. Your money when you need it.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer with no credit check, so you won't be turned down.
Call Guaranteed Consumer Funding today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you, and we'll include over $700 in premium upgrades and a free MP3 player for a new computer and improved credit score.
WNCT Greenville.
Top 1070 presents
Like a ghost on the wind, he comes from the sea and trembles the foe like a storm on the lee. With swashbuckling swagger and a Jolly Roger laugh, he flies the black flag on a whalebone staff. have. He has a black patched eye and a ring in his ear. And on his wind-burned face, a crusty, grizzled beard. Of East Carolina, victories are told of the spirit of the pirate and his purple and gold.
The Pirates take their longest trip in the program's history to take on nationally ranked Boise State. An early gift under the proverbial tree would come in the form of a win over the Broncos in the land of paradise tonight. It's back-to-back bowls for the Pirates as they try to win in the postseason for the first time since 2000.
This is Budweiser's Red Brick Brew House, built in the 1890s in St. Louis, Missouri. This is our unique blend of hops added by hand to the brew kettles inside. The aroma rises through the ornate hops vine chandelier in an atrium above and passes two closed doors on the sixth floor. Behind these golden doors sits a long wooden table with beechwood inlays, surrounded by tools of the trade. This is the Budweiser tasting room. This is where at 3 p.m. every day, the glasses are filled and brewmasters trained to taste beer sample Budweiser from our 12 local breweries to make sure it's as good as it should be. This is about as serious as beer drinking gets. This is a pretty sweet gig. This is Budweiser, the great American lager. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Holiday greetings from UBE in Uptown Greenville. Are you looking for a special gift for that pirate fan in your life? Well, you know there's only one place to shop. UBE has everything you need to put under the tree, whether it's tailgating accessories or the largest selection of East Carolina University apparel in the world. New at UBE this year, you'll find a huge selection of ECU ladies sportswear, and UBE is Greenville's home for Vera Bradley pocketbooks. After you check out UBE for Vera Bradley and the soon-to-be-famous Purple Clogs, head over to their sister store, Catalog Connection, on 5th Street. For rainbow sandals and all your favorite catalog clothing. Need a gift for the man on your list? UBE has all the latest pirate gear with great-looking Under Armour, Adidas, and Nike sideline apparel. How about the little one? UBE has tons of little pirate wear arriving daily just for kids. If you have a passion for ECU or know someone who does, visit UBE in Uptown Greenville for the perfect gift. And don't forget, you can shop UBE online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PirateWear.com. That's UBE and PirateWear.com. Go Pirates!
Since 1920, ECB has been a proud partner in helping Eastern North Carolina businesses grow. We're a community bank, and our professionals have the experience to help you. We explain the financial impact of your banking decisions before we recommend a product or make you a loan. We've always been there for our customers and our community. Let us show you why ECB stands for excellence in community banking.
Community banking is your one to be. The excellence of ECB.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Since 1920, ECB has been proud to call Eastern North Carolina home. Our professionals care about their customers' well-being. We explain the financial impact of your banking decisions before we recommend a product or make you a loan. We've always been there for our customers and our community. Let us show you why ECB stands for excellence in community banking.
Community banking is you want it to be. The excellence of ECB.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's quite possible that the holiday spirit is taking its toll on the guys at Greenville Toyota. They're starting to say crazy things. Here's Greenville Toyota new car sales manager, Todd Bond.
Here's our holiday message from Greenville Toyota. Do not buy a new Camry this month.
What are you talking about?
You gotta be kidding. Don't say that.
No. What I mean, guys, is why buy a Camry when you can drive a Camry?
It's true. This month only at Greenville Toyota, drive a new 08 Camry off the lot for just $13,999. You don't have to buy it, just drive it. There's no gimmick. You can drive a brand new 2008 Camry for just $13,999. Come by Greenville Toyota this month and let the guys show you how. Merry Christmas from everyone at Greenville Toyota on Memorial Drive in Greenville across from Lowe's. Why would you think of ever going anywhere else?
Merry Christmas from Greenville Toyota. You come see us.
$13.99 based on model 2514, automatic transmission, 48 month lease, 1,000 miles per year, $6.79 down plus tax and tax.
You're listening to Bud Select Pirate Game Day Countdown from Buffalo Wild Wings on Talk 1070, the flagship home of the ECU Pirates.
And a very pleasant hello again, everyone. Patrick Johnson inside of Buffalo Wild Wings in the Arlington Shops in Greenville. 40 screens for your viewing pleasure as tonight the Pirates will be taking on Boise State as they appear in the 2007 Sheraton Hawaii Bowl, the 14th bowl appearance in school history. For Boise, they're ranked 24th in the AP poll, and the Broncos have won 10 games this season and 23 in 2 years under second-year head coach Chris Peterson. A lot of points could be scored in this game this evening as both teams come in rated in their respective conferences among the top scoring outfits. Pirates scoring just over 30 points per game, but they're allowing just under 30. Boise scoring shy of 43 points per contest, allowing only 20 a game. A challenge for the Pirates today on both sides of the ball, no doubt. Another story is the loss of Boise's leading receiver. Jeremy Childs didn't accompany the club on the trip. He's been suspended for a violation of team rules. So we have a lot to talk about here today as we're with you live at Buffalo Wild Wings. Right off the bat, Denny O'Brien, our colleague from Bonesville.net and the editor of the Pirates Chest, joins us. Denny, the Pirates seem to be rebuilding it. They're back on solid ground after back-to-back bowl appearances.
That's because you have stability at the head coaching position and among your system. I mean, you look at this ECU staff. I mean, most of them are the guys that came here when Skip got here. We have Greg Hudson there. We have Steve Schenkwiler there on offense. We have guys like Rick Smith in the secondary. But then you've added in some new faces that have really brought a lot to the table, like Todd Fitch. I think you can't say enough about the job that Todd Fitch has done with the offensive coordinator's job and calling plays for the team. I think it shows the production that ECU's had offensively. It's shown in Chris Johnson's production, the way that he's had a breakout year, the way that he's found ways to get Chris Johnson the ball. So I think, yeah, it's definitely on steady ground, and you have to point directly at the staff and the fact that there's been a lot of stability there since Skip Holtz arrived.
And there were preseason expectations. There were in-season expectations. I think it's safe to assess that the team has exceeded some of the preseason expectations, but when you're in season and you had some bad losses, I want to harp on the negative before this ball game, but some bad losses, Denny, and that's something that I think could be a little bit disappointing when you look back on this year, but I think a win tonight would certainly help because you would beat a program that is established and that is a perennial top 25 program.
Yeah, I mean, and plus it gets you 8 wins, and at the end of the year, if you can look at your season compared to last year was a 7-win season, got to a bowl game but lost it. But if you look at this year and you win tonight against Boise State, then you can look back and say, look, we had an 8-win season. That was a step forward. We won a bowl game. That's another step forward. It's been 2000 since East Carolina has brought any kind of trophy home. And that was when they won the GalleryFurniture.com bowl. So, but what you said before, I think, is absolutely right. You know, if you just said at the beginning of the season, East Carolina wins 7 games against this schedule and goes to a bowl game, everybody's happy. But once you got to that UTEP game, and you won that game, you're 4-3. And this is right after beating Houston, and Central Florida in a row, and then beating UTEP. That's three consecutive wins in the conference, and you have a remaining schedule that includes NC State, UAB, the likes of Marshall and Tulane, and Memphis on it. You're sitting here thinking, hey, 9-3 is a very distinct possibility. In fact, it looks like a reality. But it doesn't sound like they did against NC State when the Wolfpack was 1-5, and to do it against Marshall when you had the conference championship game hosting it well within your grasp, then I think it did weave some disappointment into the season.
All right, D.O.B., more from you coming up. We'll have your keys to the game, but also next hour talk to you in more in-depth about this ECU team and about this Boise State team. And I know you got a lot to talk about with college football. And I know, Denny, you're anticipating Santa Claus seeing you as well tomorrow. Well, I'm thinking a bag of cold switches for the D.O.B. boss. More from Denny O'Brien coming up. When we return, Kevin Monroe joining us from Honolulu.
You're listening to Bud Select Pirate Game Day Countdown from Buffalo Wild Wings on Talk 1070.
I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies once again. And, Jim, we've talked about the fact that when people do business with your company, they stay with you, which is hard to do in this day and time. Client retention is very high at the Clement Companies. Why is that?
There are three elements that lead to our high retention. In fact, we share that retention level on a monthly basis with our staff, but they are belief, like, and trust.
Those are big elements. If you believe, like, and trust somebody, you're going to do business with them.
Yeah, let me expand on it. When people believe in us, that means we are doing what we say we're going to do. When they like us, that means that our staff has high likability factors. That's important. You're not going to do business with someone you dislike. And finally, the trust factor. If you trust somebody, then they're going to take care of you. Here's the question you should ask. When is the last time you said, I believed, liked, and trusted my insurance agent? And if you don't, you need to call the Clement Companies.
The Clement Companies providing property insurance, group liability, and workers' comp, also Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, group and individual benefits for their friends in Eastern Carolina. It's the time of your life when you deserve something good, something new. Enough worrying already. You've raised your family, had your career, and taken care of everyone around you. It's time for someone to fuss about you for a change. That time has come. And now the place has come. Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community. This is the place. Imagine a beautiful social model community with friends everywhere. A walk around the lake, taking in a movie at the private movie theater. And oh yeah, I almost forgot. It's right next door to Ironwood Country Club in Greenville, so you can hop in your cart and head to the first tee. And when you need it, Springshire will be ready with assisted living and skilled care. Until then, enjoy life at Springshire in your beautiful apartment, villa, or spacious home. It's not too late, you know. Visit springshire.org. Or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303. Life at Springshire. You deserve it.
Hi, I'm Bob Simon from the Beef Barn. While others are celebrating their grand opening, the Beef Barn is celebrating anniversaries, 40 of them. As you know, the Beef Barn's been around since 1967, but there's nothing old about the beautiful new barn. Great steak, chicken and seafood, a daily lunch buffet, and Greenville's best salad bar are what many know us for. But you'll find many favorites on our new expanded menu. Portobello crab dip and our 22-ounce cowboy steak are just some of the new items that you can enjoy at Greenville's hometown steakhouse. There's not a better setting for a family Sunday brunch or a quiet romantic dinner for two. You'll still find the same great food and service, but the award-winning wine list and the atmosphere is what makes the Beef Barn Greenville's best. Need the Beef Barn to cater your function? Call Donna for parties and events, 756-1161. For business meetings or family gatherings, you've been coming to the Beef Barn for 40 years. Stop by and discover the Beef Barn again.
Make it tonight at the Beef Barn.
Call for reservations at 756-1161.
Stanley Steamers, Greenville's full-service cleaning company, offering carpet and upholstery cleaning, water damage restoration, tile and ground cleaning, and commercial services. Stanley Steamers is a national company, but the Greenville franchise is a locally owned and operated business with an office on Highway 33 East. Stanley Steamer can professionally clean your carpet, rugs, upholstery, drapes, just about anything in your home or office. They'll also clean tile and ground in your kitchen and bathrooms. Greenville Stanley Steamer offers a a professional and superior cleaning. And all technicians are equipped with truck-mounted steam extraction equipment. They'll come to your home or office when it's convenient for you, even on Saturdays. And if it needs to be cleaned right away, same-day service is available. Did I mention that you can also buy carpet and flooring from Stanley Steamer? Call owners Kim and David Spencer today, 756-0033. Ask about the Talk 1070 special. Tell them you heard this ad and receive a free bottle of Stanley Steamer Spot Remover. At Stanley Steamer, 756-0033. A proud member of Pirates Supporting Pirates.
You're listening to Pirate Game Day Countdown from Buffalo Wild Wings on Talk 1070, the flagship home of the ECU Pirates.
Well, very happy happy holidays from everyone with Interbankspedia, Talk of the Town, and other programming, of course, moving to 94.3, the new Talk FM, WTIB, on January 1st. Back in at Buffalo Wild Wings, Patrick Johnson. ECU coming up short against rival UNC Wilmington last night, 71-67 at Williams Arena. Minji's Coliseum, Mac McCarthy's team now 4-6. They will host Lee next Saturday right here on Talk 1070. Thanks to all the generosity of the Pirate fans, East Carolina University of Conference USA this holiday season, a total of 4,500 tickets to attend the 2007 Sheraton Hawaii Bowl have been handed out to military personnel, families based on the islands. ECU's ticket for the troops campaign saw 2,709 tickets donated from 28 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. territory. Bowl officials have worked with the United States Pacific Command to identify deserving Marines, sailors, soldiers, airmen, and other in their departments, I should say, who are not traveling home stateside for the holidays. They will receive the tickets to get a chance to watch the game today in Hawaii. Troops and their families receiving the tickets will sit in the designated East Carolina sections and have an opportunity to pick up a purple and gold pom-pom that's being distributed to the stadium from our friends at ISP. The Pirate fans who purchased tickets designated for the troops will receive a commemorative 2007 Sheraton Hawaii Bowl ticket for their donations. A very nice story here on this holiday season. Well, a man who's been spending a lot of time on the islands, out and about, seeing what they have, is our friend Kevin Monroe, analyst with the Pirate ISP Sports Network and Talk 1070 contributor. Kevin, how's the trip been so far?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been great. As you can hear in the background noise, I'm kind of finishing up, hanging out on the beach here before I head over to the stadium, and it's been great. The weather's been awesome the last few days, and I've been here and just really been enjoying it. It's my second time to Hawaii. I came once as a child, and it's a lot different as an adult. I'm really having a good time.
A little more to get into as an adult. Kevin Monroe joining us here. Tough assignment for you. I talked to you on Saturday, and you were telling me you're not sleeping. You got to get your body clock adjusted. You're able to work out, go to the beach, and then sit back and enjoy the race. I mean, you're going to look as good as you've ever looked after this trip.
Yeah, I've had a good time. I haven't done a whole lot of tanning. I'm sure that's what a lot of guys have been doing, but not so much of that. But I have been getting some workouts in and trying to eat pretty good. I'm really enjoying myself. The clock just kind of threw me off. Like you said, there's 5 hours difference. And so, you know, I'm thinking it's midnight and it's only 7 o'clock here. And so that took some getting used to. I've been up early every morning and just trying to find some things to do, but it's been a good time.
As someone who wakes up usually very early in the mornings, you get so much done, as you know, when you wake up very early on. Do you think the players, though, they seem like they've made that adjustment? They've been out there a little longer than you have.
I think it takes a couple of days. So, yeah, I think by now they've made the adjustment. They're kind of used to Hawaii time. It's going to be tough on them when they get back to the mainland. But I think they have. I think they're ready to play. I mean, it's been a long week for them. They've been doing things every day and every night. And so, you know, they're probably getting tired of each other. It's about like, you know, spending that time in South Carolina during the hurricane back in 99. We just, you know, you're around the same guys for every meal and every day. And sooner or later, you want to go back home and see somebody else. So I know they're ready to get on the field and play football.
Well, and that's part of it, too. You're ready to get out and play football by this point in the bowl week, are you not?
You are. And I think that it's important that they are focused and ready to play, because there are a lot of distractions here in Hawaii, a lot of things to do. The players get free time every day. They have an 11 o'clock curfew. So it's important that they stay focused, and the sooner they can get on the field, the better.
Former Pirate defensive star Kevin Monroe is in Hawaii. Honolulu, the destination of tonight's game, the Sheraton Hawaii Bowls. The Pirates take on the Broncos of Boise State, ranked in the top 25. Kevin, is this going to be the most complete ECU team we've seen since the season opener against Virginia Tech? There are a couple of guys that are out, but in terms of certainly the defense, this is probably as healthy as ECU has been since that Labor Day weekend game in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're not going to line up with Marcus Hands, but he's a guy that's not going to get a chance to play for a while. But pretty much everybody else is back to normal, back as healthy as they're going to get. You know, you have a 2-3 weeks off at the end of the season, and that gives you the opportunity to get some guys healthy. And some of these guys have missed several games, you know, since the beginning of the season, and they've had a chance to rehab and get going. So I expect to see about as healthy a team as you start to put on the field, and a well-rested team, because all they've done is kind of practice and get their legs back under them. So I think you'll see a very good ECU team here tonight.
With that said, the secondary for the Pirates this year has certainly had its problems. Anything that you can do, or you've maybe sensed that the coaching staff has done, to shore things up and maybe correct some of those errors that we saw late in the season in the secondary?
Well, you're coaching for one team. You're coaching for one team. One objective is just to win this one game, and that's it. So it's a little different than it has been the whole year, where you're teaching technique and fundamentals, things like that. Now you're teaching just to play Taylor Thorne or to come up and tackle Ian Johnson. So I think it's a little bit easier to get prepared for a game like this, because, you know, you've got 11 games, 12 games on film of Boise State that you can watch and get prepared. And so I think the defensive backs are going to have their hands full, because it's a strong quarterback. But I think they'll be more prepared than you've seen them all year long.
What's your sense of the quarterback situation? More of the same? It'll be the two-headed monster. And who is the guy that's going to start? Haven't heard a whole lot about that coming out of camp this week.
No, and I think they're going to try to keep that low-key. I don't think you know, Coach Holtz really put the whole lot into that. Who gets on the field first? He wants to see, you know, when they get out there, what they're going to do and what their abilities are against this Boise State defense. So, I fully expect to see Rob Cant out there first, but I don't think that means anything. I think if Patrick Payton comes out and plays well in his first series, he could remain in the rest of the game. So you just never know. It's really going to depend on who gets out there and gets in a rhythm.
Between bus tours and early morning workouts and all that delicious food out there, I know you've scouted this Boise State defense. For the Pirates offensively, who's someone that can have a big game today? Chris Johnson obviously is capable of that. Any of the receivers possibly, could they have a big game today? Where are the areas that Boise State is susceptible defensively?
Well, that's just the thing. They aren't really successful anywhere. I mean, you look at them and they're fairly solid. They're only giving up about 114 yards a game on the ground and about 200 through the air. So this is a strong Boise State defense. So East Carolina will have their hands full. Now, the good thing about the Pirates is that they've got some skilled guys like Chris Johnson and Dwayne Harris and Jamal Bryant that are above average, well above average, and they're going to make plays regardless of who the defense is. So I think that you really got to keep the ball in the big three's hand early and often and let those guys go to work. And so we'll see. You know, this is a Boise State team that's very good on offense and defense. But I think the Pirates can make plays on them. I think they'll be able to move around a little bit on the line of scrimmage. They're not as big as some of the teams that Pirates are playing, so it should be interesting to see what the offense can do.
Louisiana Tech scored 31 on them. That followed a week in which they allowed 67 to Nevada. Nevada scoring with them. Nevada's got that great attack, though. Saw that in the bowl game with them yesterday. But a two-point win in that game, so Boise State was able to outscore Nevada, essentially. Hawaii had some success scoring the football, but these are all offenses that are high-octane. Is the Pirate offense, save that Memphis game, high-octane enough to put a lot of points on the board today?
I think so. I mean, this is a team that scores 30 points per game. And, you know, you look at the Boise State defense, they gave up those 67, you know, to Nevada, but they still only give up on an average 20 points a game. So they're going to be tough, but I think that if the Pirates can score with them, they're just going to have to, you know, keep the game in a steady pace and not allow trick plays or anything like that to get them beat. Keep the ball in front of them. Don't let any deep balls go over their head. You don't want to give us a big play and just make Boise State line up, drive the ball down the field, and when they get their opportunity, they got to score in a hurry and keep the ball close to the game.
analyst on the Pirate ISP Sports Network, Kevin Monroe, and beginning at 7, pregame right here on Talk 1070 as Kevin and the gang get set to call the game. Kevin, of course, with us all year here on 1070 as part of our game day coverage. Also as part of just analysis on Talk of the Town throughout the week, Kevin, always good enough to join us here, and a former great Pirate star in the secondary back in the 1990s. Kevin, this year that Chris Johnson has had, he certainly has risen his stock to be playing on Sundays. He's someone that I think people felt had to have a big year, but I think he's exceeded the expectations that the coaches and others had of the type of season he would have. What a year he's had.
No, Chris Johnson is the kind of guy that we refer to as a workout warrior. He's the guy that, you know, if he never stepped on the field, he would impress scouts because he'll come out and bench press 225 several times. He'll run a 4.340 or faster, and he's gonna jump a good vertical jump. So he's gonna turn first down heads, but you know, he hadn't had that breakout season. Now you've got film to go with the workout ability. So this guy is really going to raise his stock. I'm already here in third round, maybe second round. And who knows, by the end of this, by pro day, by the combine, he could be a late first round guy. So I think he's really done well for himself with this season test.
And he will play in one of the postseason senior bowls. Let me ask you about the type of imprint he can have on this game today. He's certainly someone that can change a game with a long run, and with special teams performance, when you're playing a team like Boise State that is solid defensively, and the Broncos could score, they certainly have a very balanced attack offensively. You got to find ways to get points and got to find ways to get good field position, so Chris Johnson's performance today could loom large.
Yeah, he could be big. I think that the coach Peterson's a smart guy. I don't think he's just going to line up and kick the ball straight through Chris Johnson on kick returns because, you know, obviously he's one of the best in the nation, All-American candidate. And so, you know, we'll see about how much of an effect he'll have on special teams. But, you know, in the offense, I think they can find a way to get him the ball, you know, moving him around, put him out of the backfield, line him up at wide receiver, kind of the Brian Westbrook approach the Eagles use. So I expect to see him get a lot of touches, but I don't know if he'll have a big effect on special teams. Now, if they do line up and kick it to him, that could be trouble because he's very, very tough to stop to get that ball deep on kick returns.
A couple more minutes here with Kevin. I asked Denny this in the segment that preceded this. We'll hear from Denny later on in the show as well. But, Kevin, where this team is now, 7-5 going into the bowl, obviously a win means 8. So they would finish the season with a win tonight at 8 wins. Even if they don't, even if they finish 7-6, is this program still going into the right direction, in your opinion? Not that it's not, but, you know, certainly I think a 7-5 record at one point this year, you're looking at an opportunity to maybe win double-digit games in the regular season and vie for a conference championship. Still, though, is the momentum positive for the Pirate program?
I think so. I think the momentum is positive. You know, you hate the loss to Marshall. That really changed the season. It's just one game. I think, for the most part, the Pirates have come out prepared for each game and come out and they played fairly well. They've had some soft wins, you know, at Virginia Tech and at West Virginia, but that was to be expected. You play those teams and you know that they're going to have quality top 25 programs, maybe top 10 every year, and so you're going to have to bring your A game to beat them. You know, the NC State game was a little bit disappointing, but that's going to happen. You're going to have a letdown or two, you know, in the season, and hopefully as the coaching staff progresses, you know, you take away those letdowns and it becomes a perennial 8-9-10 win program. And that's where you want to be. You want to be an every season top 25 candidate or caliber team. And so we'll see. But I think they're definitely heading in the right direction.
Well, no doubt about it. Kevin, we've enjoyed working with you all year. It's been great for me to work with you, and certainly look forward to coverage that we'll have on 94.3 next season, but do look forward also to your call this game tonight. It could be like a basketball game. You're going to be like Cy Seymour. You're just going to have to, you know, get the blips in there quickly because this could be a basketball sport today.
No, I agree. I mean, you know, the team scored 67 points on them and still couldn't beat them. So, you know, they're able to score all the time. So we'll see how that goes. But I've enjoyed also working with you guys. It's been great. And I think we'll see a great game tonight.
All right, Kevin. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Baby's first Christmas, so I know you're ready to get back. And certainly looking forward to the game tonight. And we'll have you back late in the show for your keys to the game. Take care, man.
Okay, Greg.
football season is now in full swing, and that means our local Xerox authorized sales agent, Daryl Harrison, is doing double duty again on the weekends in his role as a college football official. Right, Daryl?
Yeah, we're making the right football calls like people have been making the right calls for their business with Xerox.
Yeah, you've been helping people make the right calls in business with the award-winning product lineup from Xerox, including black and white and color copier printers at affordable prices. It's the Xerox value proposition. And the Xerox service team has been recognized for the second consecutive year for providing the best in the industry for service, support, and satisfaction. It's a great time to do business with Xerox in Eastern Carolina. They can help you with copying, printing, scanning, and faxes. Right, Daryl?
Yeah, Xerox has great prices, great products, and great people.
Folks, Daryl is making the right calls on the field this season, but you need to make the right call. Call Daryl Harrison, your local authorized Xerox sales agent, at 321-7994. That's 321-7994.
Agra Supply of Greenville. Don't let the name fool you. They stock over 23,000 items for farm, shop, and home. Get ready for the big game at Agra Supply of Greenville. You'll find values on products ranging from sporting goods and outdoor cooking supplies to lawn and garden supplies, pet and equine, to truck accessories, shop tools, and much more. Come see the large selection of burners, cast iron stew pots, skillets, grill accessories, and other tailgate items. You'll find good old-fashioned customer service, honesty, and integrity at Agra Supply of Greenville. Compare Agra Supply before you buy. Agra Supply. Call 252-752-3999. Agra Supply, 4500 Greenville Boulevard. Online, visit agrasupply.com.
Hey, Pirate fans, this is Coach Skip Holtz. For years, we've all been smart and dependent on Trademark for the lowest prices on gas, groceries, and much more. And now, when you're on the go, think Trade Wilco. That's right. Trademark locations have now partnered with Wilco convenience stores to provide over 300 locations throughout the Southeast. The combined family-related company will market gas under the green and white Hess brand. And of course, no one supports the Pirates more. We know you're smart, so remember, Pirates on the go, stop at Trade Wilco.
Are you overwhelmed with the amount of information available today about investing?
He needs to be more diverse.
You must buy the stock now.
The NASDAQ is the place to be. In today's financial world, there's an awful lot of conflicting advice. Culpepper Investment Group of Wachovia Securities believes that honesty, professionalism, and superior client service are the keys to helping you succeed financially. Culpepper, the wealth of experience. Call Andy Culpepper, Sarah Conway, and Justin Tart at 888-246-7907. Wachovia Securities, LLC, member SIPC.
You're listening to Pirate Game Day Countdown from Buffalo Wild Wings on Talk 1070, the flagship home of the ECU Pirates.
Well, thanks to our crew. Very happy holidays to them working out here on this holiday weekend. Brandon Fulgham, Jeff Harrell, and, of course, rocking John Creech back in the studios. Also, thanks to Hank Hinton from Interbanks Media. And the crew, as I said, for being here on this holiday weekend. No post-game show immediately following the game, so there you go. Merry Christmas to you guys, right? Bud Select pregame extravaganza continues on. Patrick Johnson with you. ECU at Boise State coming up at 8 tonight. We're getting you ready for the kick right here at Buffalo Wild Wings at the Arlington Shops in Greenville. 40 screens. They have the big specials, $3.25 for 23-ounce Miller Lite, Coors Light, Bud Select, and Newcastle. $5 drinks. What is that? A Wild Bloody Mary, Jeffy? Shooters. Royal Flush Shooter for $4.25. The crew and I will do that as we customarily do right before the second hour begins. We always do a shot here on the big show from Buffalo Wild Wings, where they have the 40 screens to watch all of the big action, including some of the basketball that's coming on now, and a lot of football, all kinds of football, and we'll have some football scores coming up for you at the top of the hour. Well, quickly, let's get to it. Tonight is the 730th football game in ECU's history. It's the 14th bowl game. The Pirate program first played the bowl in mid-December of 1952. The 52 Pirates lost to Clarion College of Pennsylvania 13-6 in the Lions Bowl, played out in Salisbury in the western part of the state. The next season, they capped it with a January 2nd bowl game appearance here in Greenville. The Elks Bowl saw mighty, mighty Morris Harvey shut out EC 12-0.
From 63 through 65, the Pirates appeared in three straight bowls. Those bowl games were won by the Pirates, all three of them. Wins over Northeastern in the Eastern Bowl in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Then back-to-back wins in the Tangerine Bowl in 64 and 65 in Orlando, when the Pirates beat Massachusetts and Maine in the respective games. In 1978, the ushering in of the big-time football era, and ECU had the Pirates play and win in the Independence Bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana, against Louisiana Tech, 35-13. Recent bowl history, some of the most thrilling and memorable games in Pirate football history. Of course, who could forget the 1992 Peach Bowl, the comeback against NC State in Atlanta, and that scintillating 37-34 win over the Pack in Fulton County Stadium. 94 and 95, back-to-back Liberty Bowl bids. The Pirates rallied, really saved the Liberty Bowl in 94, lost to Illinois, but bounced back in 95 to beat Stanford out of the Pac-10, 19-13. Current San Diego Chargers star back LaDainian Tomlinson ran wild on the Pirates in 99 as TCU beat them 28-14 in the first Mobile Bowl. In 2000, the Pirates won the GalleryFurniture.com Bowl versus Texas Tech, 40-27. Bucks jumped out with a huge lead in that game. And in 01, one of the most memorable games in college football history for the Pirates. Memorable for the wrong reasons, however, as ECU lost to Marshall after blowing the big lead. Pirates lost that one 64-61 in double overtime in a game that was likely the beginning of the end of the Steve Logan era at East Carolina. Then last year, of course, after four straight losing seasons, in his second year, Skip Holtz led the Pirates to the PapaJohns.com Bowl in Birmingham, Alabama. Pirates got off to the slow start. They could never recover in losing to South Florida last year, 24-7. As for Boise's bowl history, it doesn't date back as far as ECU's, but they have had a lot of excitement. Broncos played in Boise, Idaho's Humanitarian Bowl in their first three appearances. They were all wins on the Smurf turf. They beat TCU 34-31 in the Fort Worth Bowl in 2003. Lost to Boston College in 2005 in the NPC Computers Bowl. And last year, who could forget that thrilling win in overtime against Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl, 43-42. The final is Boise became the first non-BCS program to win a BCS game. They're 5-2 are the Broncos all-time in bowl games, and they have scored at least 34 points in all of those games they've appeared into the postseason, with the exception of the 05 matchup against BC. Well, stay tuned. We'll hear from players and defensive coordinator Greg Hudson about this game. Broncos going to talk about them as well coming up next. This is the Bud Select Pirate Bowl Game Day Countdown for Buffalo Wild Wings on Talk 1070.
You're listening to Pirate Game Day Countdown from Buffalo Wild Wings on Talk 1070, the flagship home of the ECU Pirates.
Hey, Talk 1070 listeners, this is Henry Hinton with big news. We're moving all of our great talk programming to the FM dial. Yep, we're moving to 94.3 FM effective January 1st. But we'll still have our great programming like Talk of the Town every morning, Laura Ingram, Sean Hannity. Plus, we'll be introducing some other great new programs just in time for the election year.
Hey, Big Hen, what about me? Do I get to make the move also?
I don't know, Patrick. We're talking about FM here. Let me get back to you.
Oh, you can't make it on FM without me.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, here's news about what's coming to 1070.
Finally, there's a radio station that's fun and safe for the whole family. New Christian Radio, AM 1070 WNCT. After the holidays, AM 1070 WNCT will begin playing today's best Christian music in high definition.
Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west?
Spread the word about New Christian Radio, AM 1070 WNCT.
This is Budweiser. This is the authentic American lager. This is a recipe used for over 130 years and the freshest beer in the store. This is hand-selected barley malt from the golden fields of the Great Plains. It's a precise blend of two-row and six-row barley for the perfect balance of flavor and refreshment. This is the choicest hops grown in the Willamette Valley in Washington and Oregon and Bonner's Ferry in Idaho. Hops chosen for their aroma, flavor, and character. and hand-blended into each brew kettle. This is every batch Beechwood aged for 3 weeks to produce a one-of-a-kind smoothness. This is Budweiser. This is the great American lager. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Holiday greetings from UVE in Uptown Greenville. Are you looking for a special gift for that pirate fan in your life? Well, you know there's only one place to shop. UVE has everything you need to put under the tree, whether it's tailgating accessories or the largest selection of East Carolina University apparel in the world. New at UVE this year, you'll find a huge selection of ECU ladies sportswear, and UVE is Greenville's home for Vera Bradley pocketbooks. After you check out UVE for Vera Bradley and the soon-to-be-famous purple clogs, head over to their sister store, Catalog Connection, on 5th Street for rainbow sandals and all your favorite catalog clothing. Need a gift for the man on your list? UVE has all the latest pirate gear with great-looking Under Armour, Adidas, and Nike styling apparel. How about the little one? UVE has tons of little pirate wear arriving daily just for kids. If you have a passion for ECU or know someone who does, visit UVE in Uptown Greenville for the perfect gift. And don't forget, you can shop UVE online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at piratewear.com. That's UVE and piratewear.com. Go Pirates!
Since 1920, ECB has been a proud partner in helping Eastern North Carolina businesses grow. We're a community bank, and our professionals have the experience to help you. We explain the financial impact of your banking decisions before we recommend a product or make you a loan. We've always been there for our customers and our community. Let us show you why ECB stands for excellence in community banking.
Community banking is what you want it to be. The excellence of ECB.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Since 1920, ECB has been proud to call Eastern North Carolina home. Our professionals care about their customers' well-being. We explain the financial impact of your banking decisions before we recommend a product or make you a loan. We've always been there for our customers and our community. Let us show you why ECB stands for excellence in community banking.
Community banking is what you want it to be. The excellence of ECB.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Pirate Game Day Countdown from Buffalo Wild Wings on Talk 1070, the flagship home of the ECU Pirates.
It's that time. It's the time of year. Everybody knows there's not a better time of year. Hear that sleigh. Santa's is on his way. Chip, chip, hooray for Christmas.
Thanks to the folks at Talk 1070 Beasley Broadcasting for their relationship in the last few years. Also to John Cannon at Beasley for his help and cooperation with this show over the years. For me, the fourth year working with the Beasley folks on this program. My fifth year hosting what I certainly believe is the best pregame show around. And not only here, but hearing some of them nationally traveling on off weeks to different things to watch games. I think week in and week out we do as good a job, probably a better job than a lot of people. So thanks to everybody for listening. And in some way, I hope we can continue this program down the line. Well, we're back previewing East Carolina and Boise State. 8 o'clock tonight, the 07 Sheridan Hawaii bowl game from Aloha Stadium. Pirates a double-digit dog coming in. But for sophomore defensive end C.J. Wilson and the rest of the Pirates, they say they can't worry about that. They've considered themselves with not letting happen what happened, or concerned themselves, I should say, with not letting happen what happened last year at the PapaJohns.com bowl game.
Last year, bowl game, I mean, we were down there, we had to go to the bowl, but this year we had to go to the bowl, but we wanted to come back with a win. It was bad feeling walking up the field after a loss to South Florida, but. You know, going to Hawaii, experience the coast down there, you know, and hopefully beat Boise State would be a good victory for this program.
Senior Josh Kaufman's been part of the rebuilding of the Pirate program. He's helped turn around the fortunes of East Carolina football, and for Kaufman and the other seniors, there would be no better way to cap that turnaround than have a win tonight.
Coming from 1-11 year, my first year here, and going out as a bowl champion would be a great turnaround, and have really a storybook ending for my career here and a lot of the seniors' careers here, and it would just be incredible. But again, we got to go out with the focus to win a game, not just to have a good time.
Pirates didn't know if they'd be playing Hawaii, Fresno State, or Boise State until the Rainbow Warriors closed the year with a win against Washington, solidifying themselves a BCS bowl game berth. Once they found out it was going to be Boise, the Pirates and tight end Jay Sotomayor were ready to take on one of the nation's premier programs.
Boise State's a great team with a national reputation, and you know, we couldn't be more excited. You know, it's a great bowl to be in, great place, Hawaii. You know, we're going to have a challenge, but you know, that's what we want. We want to have a good team to play against, have it on a big stage, and you know, show everyone what we can do.
Boise State, of course, playing without leading receiver Jeremy Childs for a violation of team rules. Still quarterback Taylor Tharp passed for over 3,000 yards, and he leads the nation's fifth most prolific scoring offense this season. Also, Ian Johnson's in the mix, and while he is not 100% with that ankle, the junior did rush for over 1,000 yards despite missing some time this year. He's versatile, he's an accomplished back, very savvy, and the reason that this offense is so good, he's a big key in it. The offensive line's a key in it as well, and according to Pirate defensive coordinator Greg Hudson, they are a well-coached group.
The one thing that you notice is their players are always on their feet. You know, their tight ends block well, their offensive line. Those guys are always on their feet. They get to the second level. They do a good job of sealing off backside linebackers and blocking support.
What makes them so tough to defend, Coach?
Got to stop the run to even have a chance, and then from there we got to. They're going to have a barnyard section of craziness that we're going to have to keep our peripheral vision open for all that stuff. And then they do a good job in the passing game.
And defensive back Van Eskridge echoes Coach Hudson's thoughts.
You know, they run a lot of multiple formations. They do a lot of twins. We're going to get a little bit of play action. You know, we're just going to, just still come in and do what we do, you know, because we're not going to let them set the tone for our defense, and then we end up confused when they're played against.
By large, casual fans of college football may think that offensive trick plays on offense is what Boise State is all about, but that is not the case. Their defense has allowed an average of only 20 points per game this season, and that has included allowing 42 points in a stretch of four games leading up to their regular season-ending loss in Hawaii. It's a defense that is well-schooled, according to Josh Kaufman.
Very disciplined defense. They do a good job of containing their gaps. And, you know, they're very strong individually, and they give great effort.
Chris Johnson has emerged on the scene this year for the Pirates. He's been a great surprise for the program. It's not that he's come out of nowhere, because the talent has certainly always been there, as has the hype. It's a case of finally living up to that potential. If Johnson rushes for 67 yards tonight, he'll pass Tony Baker for fourth on the all-time career rushing yards list at ECU. If he rushes for 131 yards in the game, he'll pass Carlester Crumpler for third on the all-time list. Junior Smith's grip on the all-time record with 3,745 yards, that's certainly going to stay intact, but Johnson has a shot, albeit an extremely long shot, to maybe end up second on the list. He would need 331 yards to pass Leonard Henry for second in career rushing at ECU. Johnson's high game, 301 yards earlier. Also, the all-purpose game today would see Johnson wrap up the honor of being the nation's leader in all-purpose yards per game for the 2007 senior, as he's trailed by Missouri's Jeremy Macklin. Still, for Johnson to accomplish that and even be in a position to lead his team to a win tonight, he knows that he's going to have to face a very tough Broncos defense.
On defense, they tackle well. Just know we got to run hard and execute our offense.
And we close from hearing from Josh Kaufman again. The senior believes that his team can win today if they don't make mistakes to beat themselves.
If we play our game, I don't think anyone in the country can beat us. We beat ourselves. However, again, there's going to be a ton of distractions. We're going to have to stay focused. We're going to have to play our game, or else it's going to be a big-time dogfight for us.
Pirates and Boise State heading into the big matchup. The Broncos started out 1-1 after a loss from Washington, and then they ripped off a big winning streak, winning 9 in a row, starting with a win against Wyoming in the non-conference. Of course, beat Southern Miss 38-16, and then went on quite a run, including an overtime four overtime thrilling win against Nevada by 2 points. As for the Pirates, chronicled throughout the year, the tough schedule, an 0-1 start as they lost to Virginia Tech by just 10 points in Blacksburg, Virginia. An interception in the third quarter sealed the Pirates' fate in that game. An interception thrown from the end zone by Brett Clay, in fact.
Pirates came back to beat North Carolina in thrilling fashion in the home opener, but lost to Southern Miss 28-21 in the third week of the season, and then a loss to West Virginia by 41, set East Carolina at 1-3. But then the Pirates ripped off three in a row, beating Houston in a great win on the road by 2 points. Five turnovers in the second half, they took advantage of to beat UCF by 14, and then the overtime win in El Paso as they beat UTEP 45-42. Tough loss to State, but then bounced back to beat UAB and beat Memphis on the road in a shootout 56-40. And then the really listless loss at Marshall was a big disappointment, 26-7. But they bounced back 2 weeks later to the Pirates to beat Tulane 35-12. Tonight, ECU and Boise State, 8 o'clock. National television will be looking in tonight to watch the Pirates take on the Broncos, ranked 24th in the nation in the AP poll, as they will play tonight in the 2007 Sheraton Hawaii Bowl from Aloha Stadium in Honolulu. A rundown of the NFL scores, finals from earlier today, and games going on right now. We'll take a break, come back, and have more of the big program here. ISB coverage begins at 7 o'clock tonight. The game kicks at 8. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Countdown from Buffalo Wild Wings on Talk 1070, the flagship home of the ECU Pirates.
Pepsi proudly presents repeat recording artist, the Holiday Band.
The sun is out, the heat is on. Singing the tune to a beach music song. Reaching the cooler pool of Pepsi out. Tastes so good, I want to scream and shout. Beach music and Pepsi. Born in the Carolina. Summer is here to stay. Cause it's a Pepsi kind of day. Beach music and Pepsi.
Pepsi kind of day.
Pepsi, the official soft drink of Carolina beach music.
Beach music and Pepsi.
Phelps Chevrolet is the dealer to see for a car or a truck or an SUV.
Phelps Chevrolet has always been North Carolina's finest. And now we have four generations to serve you. One of them can actually sing. Presenting the newest Phelps, Callie Ann Phelps. And she's only four.
Phelps Chevrolet is one for you. Many love presents and service too. She's a big dealer right away. Carolina's finest Phelps Chevrolet.
You'll sing, too, about the all-new Chevrolet Malibu, starting at only $18.9. Or see the finest pre-owned cars and trucks anywhere, starting every day as low as $8,900. Nobody beats Phelps Chevrolet's prices. Nobody. It's an American revolution. Stop by and take a test drive today.
Phelps Chevrolet, you can count on us. The name you can depend on.
I'm visiting with Sproul Alexander from the Clement Companies. And Sproul, I stopped by the Clement Companies the other day. You all have grown by leaps and bounds. With that growth comes success, and with that growth comes the ability to help more people.
We are really trying to help more people every day. And to be able to do that, we had to hire some successful agents. And we've done that with Bob Hyatt, James Morgan, Scott Cooper, and Tim Kelly. These guys really get it, and they are helping us cover eastern North Carolina and sometimes farther than Raleigh.
What makes those guys so successful?
It's got to be their work ethic and their ability to understand the marketplace. The marketplace now in the insurance industry is all over the board. These guys spend a lot of time working with insurance companies, understanding what they have to offer, and then we try to match that information up with our client base.
Contact the Clement Companies at 756-8300. The Columbia Companies providing property insurance, group liability, and workers' comp, also Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina group and individual benefits for their friends in Eastern North Carolina.
It's the time of your life when you deserve something good, something new. Enough worrying already. You've raised your family, had your career, and taken care of everyone around you. It's time for someone to fuss about you for a change. That time has come. And now the place has come. Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community. This is the place. Imagine a beautiful social model community with friends everywhere. A walk around the lake, taking in a movie at the private movie theater. And oh yeah, I almost forgot. It's right next door to Ironwood Country Club in Greenville, so you can hop in your cart and head to the first tee. And when you need it, Springshire will be ready with assisted living and skilled care. Until then, enjoy life at Springshire in your beautiful apartment, villa, or spacious home. It's not too late, you know. Visit springshire.org. Or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303.
This is Coach Skip.
Life is Springshire. You deserve it.
WNCT Greenville, the AM flagship station of the Pirates.
The moon is right. The spirit's up.
Back at Buffalo Wild Wings and getting ready to pass along some NFL scores for today as we're counting you down to coverage of ECU and Boise State coming up. Mr. Fulton, fire the, there we go, that's it, the big music there. Well done, sir. Scoreboard music as it will run through the NFL scores. David Garrard passes for two touchdowns, he runs for another. Jacksonville in the playoffs, Jaguars 49-11 over the Oakland Raiders. Yeah, they got beat today. Also, it was Chicago beating Green Bay 35-7 from earlier today. Indy 38, Houston 15. Philly beating New Orleans 38-23. Big day for Donovan McNabb. Any hopes that New Orleans had mathematically of getting in have been eliminated. It's, 35-0? Patriots looking to go 15-0 against Miami. That game in progress. We'll give a look, some other in-progress scores coming up in a bit. Kansas City losing to Detroit today 20-25. A good one. It was the Giants 38, Buffalo 21. So now the Giants have put themselves in a pretty good spot going into their game with New England next week. Cincy 19, Cleveland 14. Games in progress in the third, about 9 minutes to go, and it's Tennessee 7, the Jets 6. 24-14, Arizona over Atlanta with 11 minutes to go in the third. And that game also in the third quarter as well. It's a big blowout as New England is beating the Miami Dolphins 35-0. They had one of the basketball games here on earlier, but they put it on a Wade Boggs hair loss commercial now. So there you go. Those are scores, and coming up, more of the big program here as we continue on. In fact, Denny O'Brien now on the phone, I'm told, rejoining us here. Pirates at Boise State coming up tonight. DOB, of course, with the Pirates Chest, and the editor of the Pirates Chest, he is, but columnist for Bonesville.net, he joins us on the phone right now. Denny. The over-under in this, that number is about 70-72. So at least the gamers think this is going to be a big game tonight. Do we have potential for a lot of points to be scored here tonight?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. When you look at these two offenses, I mean, Boise State, I mean, the way that they can score points averaging about 42 a game, you know, guys like Taylor Tharp at quarterback and Ian Johnson at running back. And then you look at East Carolina on this side of the ball. There are a lot of weapons there. And that offensive line is really gelled well. You know, you take out a couple of games, Marshall didn't play all that well. Same thing for NC State, but last half of the year, that offensive line really played well. And I know that Skip Holtz has had very high praise for that Boise State defense, but, you know, I look at their schedule. They gave up 67 to Nevada, so I think East Carolina's going to be able to score on Boise State. Can they score enough? I don't know. We'll have to see if the health issues that East Carolina has been able to overcome, I think they're pretty healthy now on defense. How much of a difference does that make against a very good offense? I don't know. I asked Skip Holtz actually last week, you know, before the Virginia Tech game, you said it was going to have to be a baseball sport if BCU was going to win. Now, do you think it's going to have to be a basketball sport? He said he didn't think that they could win a basketball sport. He didn't think that he could score enough to keep up with that offense. He's looking to see something more in the high 20s, low 30s. I think we probably get at least one team up above that market.
Well, and I do think tonight, Denny, you have an ECU team that's going to have to control tempo in this game and have ball control in this game, move the chains, sustain drive. That's something that ECU has not done with any effectiveness consistently this year. But I disagree with Coach Holtz, and I guess you do too. I think they're going to have to put points on the board. They're going to have to be efficient with their offense. And when they are given chances to score, even in the third phase of the game, the special teams part portion of the game, they're going to have to get good field position out of special teams play. They're going to have to pin Boise State back on kick coverage and punt coverage. And they're also going to have to score when they can in this game. And if special teams can provide points, they need to have them tonight.
Right. You know, the ironic thing about this is Boise State is much more of a ball control offense than East Carolina is. East Carolina has 19 touchdown drives that I think some crazy statistics like 19 touchdowns in a minute or less on the season, and that leads the NCAA. So Boise State, they are a big play offense like East Carolina, but they throw a lot of the underneath stuff that they're more likely to have the 10 and 11 play drive than East Carolina is. It would be very nice if East Carolina could do something like that because of the long. To go to Hawaii and sell that recruit is really good as well. And, you know, you have to be happy for these players. You know, a lot of these guys may never go to Hawaii again. And to go and experience the culture there, to visit the USS Arizona, I think it's been a nice trip for them. And you know, if you win against Boise State tonight, heck, that's just the icing on the cake. You beat the top 25 program, a program that last year was in a BCS game and beat Oklahoma. I think that's a huge feather in your cap.
Skip Holtz has talked all week about this being a measuring stick, especially compared with the poorest performance last year against South Florida. Is that true in your opinion? I mean, will we get a pretty good idea of where this program is heading into next season based on what happens tonight?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a different measuring stick. I think it tells you, for me, what this will tell me is how good is Boise State. And I'm not trying to knock what Boise State has done over the past couple of years, but you know, this year, the only non-BCS opponent they played was Washington, and they lost. Washington was the bottom of the barrel, number 10 in the Pac-10. They got beat pretty soundly, 28-14, in Seattle in that game. I think one of the things that tells me if two teams go out there and play like they're capable of playing, which doesn't necessarily happen in bowl games, but I think one of the things that this can do is it measures the WAC versus Conference USA. You know, the WAC has been very good at the top with Hawaii, Boise State, and Fresno this year.
They got some bad teams in the bottom half, though.
Exactly. They're really bad at the bottom. Whereas, you know, Conference USA, you know, you throw out UAB, and you throw out Marshall, you know.
Right, but look what Marshall did to the Pirates.
Yeah, they still stink. But everybody else in that league, you know, is capable of winning games. I mean, you look at Tulane, they had the second leading rusher in the country, and they gave LSU a heck of a game for about three quarters. So I think one of the measuring sticks in terms of comparison with this game is Conference USA versus WAC. And I think that's what's going to be interesting to see. I think they're very similar conferences in terms of the philosophies of the program, which is, you know, spread offenses, you know, up-tempo, quick scoring type of offensive philosophy. So I think that's going to be one of the more interesting measuring sticks about this game.
Pirates have not beaten a ranked team in a while, so I think that would be certainly something that could be a feather in the cap. And certainly Skip Holtz will be looking for that coveted first win against a ranked opponent. In fact, the Pirates last beat a ranked opponent back in 2002 when they won at home against 22nd ranked TCU at the time, 31-28. I know you remember that game in particular. But I think that would also help tonight in terms of a measuring situation. Beating a ranked team, it would really provide some good momentum for going into next season. As we talk with Denny O'Brien here on our Bud Select Pirate Game Day Countdown, we're live from Buffalo Wild Wings as we get you set for this matchup tonight in the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl. Denny, let me ask you this question. Quarterbacking situation tonight, certainly we go into this, it's kind of been mum now. The group's over 4,000 miles away, so we can't track it day-to-day like we normally do, although we had good analysis with Kevin and are going to have analysis from Nate Summers coming up in a couple of segments as well, who are both out there covering the team. But as you look at the quarterbacking situation today, I know you've written about that it needs to be a more stable situation. Is this the last of the two-headed experiment, or is this going to run itself into next season?
Well, I think ultimately Coach Holtz wants to find that one guy who's going to lead this program. And I think, you know, all indications point to Rob Katz doing that potentially. I mean, he played the most in the last game against Tulane, and he was playing most of the time until we got to the UAB game when Patrick kind of came in and, you know, reclaimed a part of that job with his performance against UAB and then, of course, played well again against Memphis the following week. He sees his struggle against Marshall, and I think that's why we saw Rob Katz back in, manning the show for the most part against Tulane. I think this can be a springboard for one of those quarterbacks to take the job 100% of the time during the spring. I fully expect to see both of them playing tonight, and I will be surprised if it's not the same philosophy that we saw against Tulane, where each got two series and gave way to the other one. But I think Coach Holtz really wants to have one guy take over in spring practice and be used to that. One of those two guys, maybe somebody else, who knows.
Our man Kevin Miller's scoring record could be in jeopardy tonight as well if Chris Johnson has a big game.
Yeah, I'd like to see Chris do that as well. I don't know about you, but I struggle with the fact that a former caddy is the all-time leading scorer in football. Is that just me, or do you struggle with that as well?
Well, I when it comes to Kevin Miller, I struggle with a lot of things, but we have to be nice to him because he's getting married next weekend, Denny, and you know about that marriage thing. So, I mean, you got to have some sympathy for him in that regard, shouldn't you?
No, it's a great thing. I'm trying to think of what that poor girl is thinking.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Kevin Miller, of course, the all-time leading scorer. And it could possibly be a situation tonight where he loses that. I'm thumbing through the notes here in front of me, and I'm trying to find that. We'll have that for you coming out of the break, maybe, in terms of what we're looking at in terms of Kevin getting surpassed by Chris Johnson. DOB, we want to talk a little college football with you and look at closer at Boise State. Can you hang around and do that with us?
That's your chance.
All right, the DOB will be back alongside. We'll take a break, come back. This is our Bud Select. Ooh,
bad fielding, huh, Jeff?
Bud Select Pirate Game Day Countdown from Buffalo Wild Wings as we are live here inside of the new store in Arlington, Arlington Shops. A lot of Christmas shoppers out. Come by and join us. Watch the game after you get the shopping done as we get you set for the game tonight between ECU and Boise State. More to come. Stay with us.
You're listening to Pirate Game Day Countdown from Buffalo Wild Wings on Talk 1070.
This is Budweiser's Red Brick Brew House, built in the 1890s in St. Louis, Missouri. This is our unique blend of hops added by hand to the brew kettles inside. The aroma rises through the ornate hops vine chandelier in an atrium above and passes two closed doors on the sixth floor. Behind these golden doors sits a long wooden table with beechwood inlays, surrounded by tools of the trade. This is the Budweiser tasting room. This is where at 3 p.m. every day, the glasses are filled and brewmasters trained to taste beer sample Budweiser from our 12 local breweries to make sure it's as good as it should be. This is about as serious as beer drinking gets. This is a pretty sweet gig. This is Budweiser, the great American lager. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stanley Steamers, Greenville's full-service cleaning company, offering carpet and upholstery cleaning, water damage restoration, tile and ground cleaning, and commercial services. Stanley Steamers is a national company, but the Greenville franchise is a locally owned and operated business with an office on Highway 33 East. Stanley Steamer can professionally clean your carpet, rugs, upholstery, drapes, just about anything in your home or office. They'll also clean tile and ground in your kitchen and bathrooms. Greenville Stanley Steamer offers a professional and superior cleaning, and all technicians are equipped with truck-mounted steam extraction equipment. They'll come to your home or office when it's convenient for you, even on Saturdays. And if it needs to be cleaned right away, same-day service is available. Did I mention that you can also buy carpet and flooring from Stanley Steamer? Call owners Kim and David Spencer today, 756-0033. Ask about the Talk 1070 special. Tell them you heard this ad and receive a free bottle of Stanley Steamer Spot Remover. At Stanley Steamer, 756-0033. A proud member of Pirates Supporting Pirates.
Head down to Bully's Fifth Street Pizzeria in Uptown Greenville for great food and a fun atmosphere, plus daily drink specials. Bully's is the place to watch football this season. 15 televisions featuring ESPN's College Game Plan and NFL Sunday Ticket. Catch all 12 ECU games on the tube at Bully's this year. It's the best seat in the house for Pirate football. Bully's has half-price appetizers on Sundays and $8 all-you-can-eat wings on Mondays. Voted best pizza in Greenville, Bully's is serving up their famous Chicago-style pizza. Stromboli's, salads, subs, and appetizers for lunch or dinner. Check out the new 24-inch extra-large pizza. It's big enough to feed a crowd and great for tailgaters. And don't forget, for late-night cravings, Bully's stays open until 4 a.m., serving breakfast Tuesday through Saturday. Yes, Bully's delivers. Relax and call 752-B-O-L-I. Bully's, 5th Street Pizzeria, corner of 5th and Cotan Street in Uptown Greenville, serving Pirate fans for over 16 years.
Football season is now in full swing, and that means our local Xerox authorized sales agent, Daryl Harrison, is doing double duty again on the weekends in his role as a college football official. Right, Daryl?
Yeah, we're making the right football calls like people have been making the right calls for their business with Xerox.
Yeah, you've been helping people make the right calls in business with the award-winning product lineup from Xerox, including black and white and color copier printers at affordable prices. It's the Xerox value proposition. And the Xerox service team has been recognized for the second consecutive year for providing the best in the industry for service, support, and satisfaction. It's a great time to do business with Xerox in Eastern Carolina. They can help you with copying, printing, scanning, and faxes. Right, Daryl?
Yeah, Xerox has great prices, great products, and great people.
Folks, Daryl is making the right calls on the field this season, but you need to make the right call. Call Daryl Harrison, your local authorized Xerox sales agent, at 321-7994. That's 321-7994.
You're listening to Pirate Game Day Countdown from Buffalo Wild Wings on Talk 1070.
Rocking around Christmas tree at Christmas party house.
Welcome back in. The DOB is on the line with us here. Of course, we wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas, a great New Year, and overall very happy holiday season. And my pal Denny O'Brien, editor of the Pirate's Chest and the columnist for Buzzville.net, joins us here. By the way, our crack staff looked this up during the break, Denny. Well, I was fumbling around for it. And it is 42 points. Actually, what, 35 points, what separates Kevin Miller all time from Chris Johnson. So 35 points, I mean, it's obtainable, isn't it?
No, it's not at all.
What do you mean?
It's not, Patrick.
You don't think you'll have six touchdowns in the game today?
No, I sure do.
Denny O'Brien with us here as Chris Johnson coming in with 22 touchdowns on the season, the most in a single season for any Pirate player in history. Boise State this year, 12-2. They are ranked as high as 22 at some polls. You're a Harris Poll voter. They're 22nd in the Harris Poll. Is this a team that you voted for in the Harris Poll?
Yeah, I mean, I voted for them in the top 25. I can't recall offhand. I mean, they were somewhere in the 20 to 25 range. And again, you know, a 10-2 team would be ranked higher had their resume been more complete. But really, the only solid victory Boise State has all year, in my estimation, is Fresno. You know, other than that, you know, it's not that great of a resume in terms of scheduling. They scheduled down this year. The only non-BCS opponent they scheduled was Washington and got beat. And Washington wasn't very good. So could have been a lot higher, but again, you know, go out and schedule somebody.
Oklahoma, Texas, Ohio State, and USC. I'll even throw in LSU, Georgia, Miami, Virginia Tech, and Louisville. Those are nine of the top 10 winningest programs in the decade of the 2000s. Who has the most wins or the best winning percentage? It's Boise State, D.O.B. So this is a program that has been on the upswing, and I understand what you're saying. It'll be a measuring stick for them, but, I mean, they've got a little tradition going at Idaho.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to go out and schedule somebody. I don't want to take anything away from their winning tradition, but you look at what Marshall was doing. Well, they were in the MAC, you know, back when Randy Moss was there, when they moved right from 1AA to 1A. I mean, they were playing nobody on their schedule. I mean, you're going to have a nice winning percentage. If you look, had East Carolina scheduled, you know, I don't have their schedule in front of me, but, you know, if Washington was East Carolina's toughest non-conference game this year, you look at Weber State.
Wyoming, Southern Miss was on the schedule, and they beat Southern Miss.
Southern Miss isn't that good. East Carolina should have beaten them. East Carolina should have beaten Southern Miss. But, you know, you play Weber State, the likes of Washington, which was the worst Pac-10 team you could possibly imagine. Utah State, Idaho, these are some of their wins. Idaho, Utah State, San Jose State, Fresno State, Nevada, Louisiana Tech. I mean, Central Florida is better than any win that Boise State has.
Well, they do have a good running back, and he missed a few games, so he didn't quite put up the numbers that he did last year, but he's still a 1,000-yard rusher. He scored 16 touchdowns and averaged over 5 yards a carry, and that's Ian Johnson, who's a two-time all-first-team WAC performer. This guy's a special player and was the darling last year. He's only a junior, Denny. You got to think next year he probably will come back and have an even better year in his senior year if he could stay healthy. His high in his career, 240 yards he ran for against Oregon State. But last year against Oklahoma, did get 100 yards in that game.
Yeah, he's good. There's no doubt about it. 5'11", 195. You know, he's built just like Chris Johnson. You know, he doesn't quite have Chris's feet. But he is good. You know, he sees the field well. You know, he's used well as a receiver out of the backfield. He's a really good player, and they want to get the ball in his hands, much like East Carolina wants to get it into Chris Johnson's hands. But he's not as much of the focus of their offense as Chris is for East Carolina. But definitely a good player. You know, not quite, you know, I would consider Chris a better running back just because he had in his feet. Chris is a really complete running back. He catches the ball well and he's a good blocker, too. Haven't seen enough of Ian Johnson to really judge, you know, those aspects of the game. But there's no doubt about it. He's a really good running back and a classy guy as well.
He may have to be the guy, though, that they rely on more heavily with Jeremy Childs out of the game due to violating a team rule. Didn't make the trip to Honolulu. And that was a big blow because he is head and shoulders by far one of their leading receiver.
Yeah, I mean, he's their deep threat, too. You know, that's who they like to throw it over the top to in passing situations. And here's the guy. And he has 82 catches. You know, the next guy after that has 37. And you have two guys at 37, and Ian Johnson with 25. So it's a situation where you got to have someone step up. And, you know, East Houston faced a similar situation going in from last year to this year when Andre Allison was gone. And you had a guy like Jamar Bryant step up. And he even experienced it during portions of last season. You know, Andre didn't play the Virginia game. But you had guys like Bobby Good, Phillip Henry, and Kevin Rose stepping up. So,
well, I mean, I want to know about what's going to happen. I mean, who's Taylor Tharp throwing to tonight? I mean, he's put up some pretty good numbers. Yeah, 9 of his touchdowns of the 30, or rather close to 30 that he's passed for, 28 have gone to Childs. I mean, where's he going to go with the football tonight?
Well, Titus Young is one guy that he'll go to. You know, Titus averages 16 yards per catch, and then, you know, Austin Pettison is another guy he'll throw to. And I think they're going to throw the ball to Ian Johnson out of the backfield. You know, he had 25 catches in only 10 games, and he's averaged about 12.5 yards per reception. So there's still going to be guys to throw the ball to. You know, I don't think that's going to be as big an issue as some people think. I mean, maybe it will. But I just think whenever you lose a receiver, you know, other guys step up. This is a program that recruits from the state of California, so there are talented kids there. I know that they'd like to have it, but I just don't think it's going to be as big an issue as some people think.
Denny, how about what happened down the road in Durham? David Cutcliffe, good hire?
Good hire, not great hire. You know, I think he's definitely a really good football
coach. Pretty solid, though. It's a solid hire.
Hmm?
I think it's a pretty solid hire.
No, I said it was a good hire. I said it wasn't a great hire. It wasn't a wow hire.
They weren't going to get a wow hire.
Well, maybe not, but to me, it wasn't a slam dunk hire. I think he's good. I think he'll be better than anything they've had since Steve Spurrier. And I don't know that you can ask for more than that. It's just not a wow hire, in my opinion. You know, Paul Johnson would have been a wow hire had they been able to convince him to go there. But it's a good, solid hire, like you said.
31-21, the final yesterday between the PapaJohns.com Bowl, the bowl game the Pirates played in last year. 31-21, the final yesterday as the Jeff Bauer era comes to an end at Southern Miss, Denny. And that whole situation, regardless of how much Southern Miss may have underachieved this year, that whole situation was just handled poor, very, very poorly by the administration in Hattiesburg.
Yes, I mean, forcing the best coach in your history, the most loyal guy, you're not going to find a guy more loyal than Jeff Bauer. And I think the way that they forced him out just lacked class. And, I think Jeff Bauer is one of those guys that earned his right to leave when he wanted to. What he's done for that program, the stability he's brought. Look, if you've been down to Hattiesburg, and I've been down there several times now to cover games, that place is an armpit. That stadium is awful. The facilities are just deplorable that he had to work with. But yet to be the cream of the Conference USA crop year after year, it's just a testament of what he's been able to do. And the fact that he was loyal, when he could have left and gone places like Georgia, other schools around the Southeast that his name constantly popped up. North Carolina several years ago, his name popped up for that one. And he never pursued those jobs, not one. I just think that's a testament to his loyalty and what they did to him. I mean, is anyone going to be able to repeat that type of success for that kind of longevity? I don't think so, and I hope Jeff Bauer pops up somewhere and finishes his career on very strong notes.
Around the Conference USA swing real quickly, what's going to happen at SMU?
Gosh. You know,
they got a lot of money. Man, they raised a lot of money to try to bring in a coach, and they were in the Paul Johnson sweepstakes.
Yeah, I mean, that's who Steve Morsini was wanting. He was going to give $2 million to Paul Johnson. Georgia Tech is paying Paul Johnson less money than what SMU was going to pay.
And Duke.
And Duke as well. But, I don't know. You know, I think they're still, intrigued by guys like Barry Bowden, but Bowden is very much in the mix at West Virginia. Also, guys like Rick Neuheisel, I think, are people that are interested in, you know, way back when they fired Phil Bennett, they said they were going to be bringing in a big-time coach from a Division I caliber school, or Division I BCS level school. Was unable to do that with Paul Johnson, so we'll have to see what happens.
Dennis Franchione's been mentioned there. Is he a good fit?
I don't know. I mean, you know, there was the situation with what he was doing with high-profile boosters. I don't know how well that fits the a school like SMU, which has incredible academics and is a private school, I don't know. I don't know how that would match.
All right. It's a ways off national championship game. Who do you like?
LSU. Yeah, I think it's going to be closer to what a lot of people think. But I just think in the end, LSU speed is going to be too much for Ohio State to deal with. But, there's this part of me that thinks, and I was not a believer of Ohio State. I voted them fifth. I don't think they deserve to be in the national title game. But I think they're going to go out and play a lot better than they did last year against Florida.
And Hawaii, will they win in their bowl game, getting a crack at the BCS, the wackiest for the second year in a row?
Georgia by 3 touchdowns.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm not sold on that lead. And, of course, there could be some convincing done tonight if Boise State goes out and handles ECU, but I'm just not sold on the whack.
All right, D.O.B., very good. Nice to speak with you, and we'll hear from you a little later on with your keys to the game.
All right, thanks a lot.
The ECU Pirates.
Hi, I'm Bob Simon from the Beef Barn. While others are celebrating their grand openings, the Beef Barn is celebrating anniversaries, 40 of them. As you know, the Beef Barn's been around since 1967, but there's nothing old about the beautiful new barn. Great steaks, chicken and seafood, a daily lunch buffet, and Greenville's best salad bar are what many know us for. But you'll find many favorites on our new expanded menu. Portobello crab dip and our 22-ounce cowboy steak are just some of the new items that you can enjoy at Greenville's Hometown Steakhouse. There's not a better setting for a family Sunday brunch or quiet romantic dinner for two. You'll still find the same great food and service, but the award-winning wine list and the atmosphere is what makes the Beef Barn Greenville's best. Need the Beef Barn to cater your function? Call Donna for parties and events, 756-1161. For business meetings or family gatherings, you've been coming to the Beef Barn for 40 years. Stop by and discover the Beef Barn again.
Make it tonight at the Beef Barn.
Call for reservations at 756-1161.
Holiday greetings from UBE in Uptown Greenville. Are you looking for a special gift for that pirate fan in your life? Well, you know there's only one place to shop. UBE has everything you need to put under the tree, whether it's tailgating accessories or the largest selection of East Carolina University apparel in the world. New at UBE this year, you'll find a huge selection of ECU ladies sportswear, and UBE is Greenville's home for Vera Bradley pocketbooks. After you check out UBE for Vera Bradley and the soon-to-be-famous Purple Clog, head over to their sister store, Catalog Connection, on 5th Street for rainbow sandals and all your favorite catalog clothing. Need a gift for the man on your list? UBE has all the latest pirate gear with great-looking Under Armour, Adidas, and Nike styling apparel. How about the little one? UBE has tons of little pirate wear arriving daily just for kids. If you have a passion for ECU or know somebody does, visit UBE in Uptown Greenville for the perfect gift. And don't forget, you can shop UBE online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PirateWear.com. That's UBE and PirateWear.com. Go Pirates!
Since 1920, ECB has been a proud partner in helping Eastern North Carolina businesses grow. We're a community bank, and our professionals have the experience to help you. We explain the financial impact of your banking decisions before we recommend a product or make you a loan. We've always been there for our customers and our community. Let us show you why ECB stands for excellence in community banking.
Community banking is your money to be. The excellence of ECB.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Since 1920, ECB has been proud to call Eastern North Carolina home. Our professionals care about their customers' well-being. We explain the financial impact of your banking decisions before we recommend a product or make you a loan. We've always been there for our customers and our community. Let us show you why ECB stands for excellence in community banking.
Community banking is your money to be. The excellence of ECB.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the time of your life when you deserve something good, something new. Enough worrying already. You've raised your family, had your career, and taken care of everyone around you. It's time for someone to fuss about you for a change. That time has come. And now the place has come. Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community. This is the place. Imagine a beautiful social model community with friends everywhere. A walk around the lake, taking in a movie at the private movie theater. And oh yeah, I almost forgot. It's right next door to Ironwood Country Club in Greenville, so you can hop in your cart and head to the first tee. And when you need it, Spring Shire will be ready with assisted living and skilled care. Until then, enjoy life at Spring Shire in your beautiful apartment, villa, or spacious home. It's not too late, you know. Visit springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303. Life at Spring Shire. You deserve it.
1070, the flagship home of the ECU Pirates.
Malakalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know.
Welcome back in. It is the big program here as we count you down to Boise and East Carolina. Coming up at 8 o'clock tonight, Aloha Stadium, and a man who has spent a lion's share of time on the Pacific Islands. Doing a lot of things out there, including snapping a lot of photos. You're like a Japanese tourist, Nate Summers.
Well, there's no need to stereotype, but the Japanese culture is alive and well, so, you know, that's very fitting.
It is a great culture as well, and certainly you know what a fan I am of it. And what a fan I am of your work, Nate Summers, with, of course, the Daily Reflector and a contributor here to Talk 1070. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
You too, to you and all of yours, including that that Henry Hinton fellow.
Well, we try not to bring him up on this show. He gets enough time coverage, if you will, on the big station. But when you own it, you can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And owning a 7-6 bowl record all time, are the Pirates? Do you sense this team's ready to go?
Yeah, I do. I just think that both of these teams, like most bowl teams, by the time that the game actually comes around, they've kind of been chomping at the bit now for a month, basically, and. You know, I think as far as all the preparation goes, I think, yes, they're ready. I think that, you know, they've been kind of counting this thing down, waiting for it to happen. You know, a lot like us in the media, I'm sure sick of asking them the same questions, and I know they're sick of answering them. So it's a good thing they're finally going to play the game.
Is Boise State due a letdown given where their program has been? This is probably the least sexy bowl they have been in during their bowl run here since the late 90s, early 2000s.
Well, I think if you give it that setup, the answer would be maybe, but I'm going to tell you I don't think the answer is yes. I think they are going to come out here and look pretty solid, I think. You know, they've got some injuries, obviously, and playing without Childs, the leading receiver. But, you know, even given that adversity and given, you know, what you said, that this kind of it's got to be a letdown for them given what they went through last year, but... you know, I think that last year, in some ways, kind of went out the window when they lost to Washington, which was early in the year. And certainly the rest of last year's glow went out when they lost to Hawaii. So, you know, they had a long time to think about that. You know, that's why I doubt there will be, you know, any kind of a down performance by them. I think ECU's got its hands full in a major way today.
People have talked, and we've talked about on this show, about the Boise State defense. We've talked about, obviously, their offensive prowess. They are the leading scoring team in the decade of the 2000s. The only team, in fact, to average over 40 points per game since the year 2000. But they are very Virginia Tech-like in their ability to block kicks. Special teams, especially preventing kicks from being blocked, punts from being blocked, enormous today for East Carolina.
I agree, and you know that is obviously when you know when we first all learned that Boise State was the opponent, and you know you start looking at what they've done well. That was the stat that more than anything else jumped off the page at me that I was not aware of until I really started studying this team. But again, you know, East Carolina is really going to have to have its best game today, and a block kick is just the sort of thing that you've got a team on its heels and a team that's starting to. You know, shows some of its weaknesses. If you block a kick, you can really, I think, put a game away in this kind of scenario. So this is a kind of day where ECU really has to be almost perfect in every facet of the game. And, you know, I think that is possible, and I think it's possible that East Carolina can hang with this team if they do play their best game. If they don't play their best game, they are not going to hang with this team in any sense of the word.
Nate Summers writes for the Daily Reflector and Reflector.com. Nate, I love the game day section. It's always my favorite, and another game day section in the coverage that's been out there. A lot to talk about today, an article talking about the various wonders of Hawaii during Christmas time. What is it like out there during this time of year in Hawaii?
It's amazing, really. As I mentioned in that column, I never would have guessed these people love Christmas as much as they do, but boy, do they. Even driving around up along the North Shore yesterday, it's always amusing to watch a big line of guys crossing the street with surfboards to go over there onto those famous beaches, and having them do so in front of some houses with some of the gaudiest Christmas decorations you've ever seen in your life. It's just amusing to me that this culture just never really stops, and I think Christmas kind of shows that. I mean, Honolulu and Waikiki Beach here are dressed to the nines in Christmas decorations, but yet it has never failed to go below 70 degrees since I've been here, and it's really it is unique. There is no place like it, and I actually heard some guys talking yesterday about having to work on Christmas, and said they were going to meet and surf in the evening on Christmas Day, and
wow.
I just think that kind of epitomizes the way people are here.
Really embracing this bowl game. Is there a little bit of interest in this game out there, or not really?
It's a little hard to tell sometimes. There's so much is going on here at all times, especially in this area, in Waikiki, Honolulu area. It's a big city. There's a lot of hustle and bustle in this town, and there are definitely signs. If you are around town, especially down in this part of town in Waikiki, there are certainly some evidence of it. But at the same time, I've heard a lot more talk and have talked to a lot more people about University of Hawaii football than East Carolina or Boise State.
Mm-hmm. I was clicking through earlier today the slideshow. You've been out there shooting. You've been. It's like the good old days for you when you first started in newspaper, where you had to shoot all the pictures for your stories. And just some gorgeous scenery out there. You're really shortchanging yourself if you don't go to Reflector.com and check out this slideshow. There's some football photos in there, but just some scenic photos that are unreal. Weather out there, you say, has it been below 70? What's it looking like for the game tonight?
Looking like it looks or has looked every day here. It seems like it's always a little cloudy here in the mornings. This whole week, but I think once that afternoon sun comes out, those clouds kind of burn away, and I expect it to be pretty warm. Yesterday here was kind of an on and off cloudy day for the entire day, and actually really stayed a little bit cooler than it had been the first few days, but I've already been out a couple times here today, and it's already pretty warm. I think that, Hawaii weather doesn't ever change. My dad lives here, and that was the one thing he always said, was that it doesn't matter. You could look at a photograph of Hawaii and never be able to tell what month or day it is, because it always looks the same. It always feels the same.
Nate Summers joining us here. The team has gotten a chance to experience some great things out there. You've been with them on some of these field trips and some of these experiences. And I would say some of the things that they've been able to go and learn from and do away from practice and away from concentrating on this game, it's been some very special moments out there.
Yeah, well, I think it's been said by me, it's been said by lots of other people that this game for them, it really, in some ways, I think means everything to them. There's been enough talk now, I think, that these guys were simply happy to go to the game last year. It marked the first real measure of success for them last year to go to the bowl game, but kind of a dreadful game. Not only did they not play very well, they were really overmatched in the game. And, going back to what I was saying about what they had to do today, that's what they needed to do last year against South Florida. And, it just didn't happen. I feel like they really were happy to be there. You ask some of these players, they would tell you the same thing. And I think they're trying really hard to not be that way this year. I think they're trying to convince themselves still a little bit.
It's hard, though, with all the stuff they've done away from them. I mean, they've gotten to see some great landmarks and taken the culture. I mean, it's kind of hard not to get caught up in it, is it?
Well, yeah, I think they are caught up in it a little bit. I really do. I think that anyone would be caught up in it. This is the kind of place where even though the field trips and seeing Pearl Harbor and, they went to a water park, they've had some luau, they've done sort of the tourist paradise of Hawaii tour, I think, already. But, you know, this is one of those places where all you've got to do to appreciate it is get off the plane and walk around. And, you know, this is one of those places where the photographs that you saw, you know, kind of growing up and all the things you see on TV, they don't lie, you know. If everywhere you look here, it really is that beautiful. So, you know, it's kind of hard not to have your head in the clouds about, you know, being out here. So, who knows? I think to me that makes this game a real crapshoot. You know, it could be 66 to 61, or it could be 10-7.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see, but you do feel, just to continue that thought from a moment ago, that the team may be, in some ways, in terms of their game preparation, are a little more sharp than they were last year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's the onus has really been put on them by Skip Holtz, I think, to not be who they were last year, to be able to prove that they have grown, you know, from last year. I think that's why this game is so important in that sense, you know, that I think there's a sense that if they come out in this game and really get beaten down by Boise State, that in a way there's got to be a feeling that they really haven't grown a tremendous amount. They certainly have stayed as consistent and as good as they were a year ago, but I think it would show that they have not really taken another step. They haven't taken a step back maybe, but if they don't at least compete in this game, then I think that kind of says that they're still where they were a year ago.
Nate, do you think this is, you said it could be a low, I don't think it's a low score game. I think it's a high scoring sort of game tonight. I think East Carolina has to find ways to not only score points, just either stay ahead or stay with Boise State, but I think they have to do a better job of something they have not done all year, and that is lengthy drives. This team does not really grind it out, 12 plays, 80 some odd yards going downfield and scoring. This is more of a quick hitting offense. If they get in that game, even though Boise State's limited with the suspension of Childs and some other injuries, Boise could really torture tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I think if this game even begins to head that direction in the sense of a shootout style game, trading touchdowns kind of game, ECU won't survive that against a team like this. I really don't think so. I mean, you know, nothing is impossible, but heading into this game, to me, the way East Carolina can get this upset is to do something early in the game and really stun Boise State, and then maybe you do kind of almost force them at that point into that letdown that you were talking about. If you get into their heads early in this game, then anything is possible. But, you know, I always say this about East Carolina, but I would times it by 10 today that if they're down 14-0 in the first 7-8 minutes of this game, it's over.
Well, they've fallen behind in 11 out of the 12 games this year, even Tulane in the last game of the regular season. Although that was just a 3-0 deficit, they still have fallen behind throughout the year. All right, Nate, you swam with the Sharks out there. The Pirates are certainly hoping not to swim with the Sharks today, trying to keep up with this Boise State offense if they do get into a shootout. And I'm looking forward to that DVD of you swimming with the Sharks, by the way.
Well, you know, it's going to be a hot seller on eBay. If I had only come a month earlier, then that could be a Christmas gift. That could be a nice stocking stuffer item for a lot of people. No copyright dates or anything on that DVD. So the boys on the boat assured me that I could share with friends, which is very nice, considering they charged me $50 for it.
Very good. Nate, Merry Christmas. Safe travels back. I know you got a lengthy trip back, but we'll see you in the new year.
Thanks so much.
Nate Summers with the Reflector. Keys to the Game coming up next.
You're listening to Pirate Game Day Countdown from Buffalo Wild Wings on Talk 1070.
Hey, Talk 1070 listeners, this is Henry Hinton with big news. We're moving all of our great talk programming to the FM dial. Yep, we're moving to 94.3 FM effective January 1st. But we'll still have our great programming like Talk of the Town every morning, Laura Ingram, Sean Hannity. Plus, we'll be introducing some other great new programs just in time for the election year.
Hey, Big Hen, what about me? Do I get to make the move also?
I don't know, Patrick. We're talking about FM here. Let me get back to you.
Oh, you can't make it on FM without me.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, here's news about what's coming to 1070.
Finally, there's a radio station that's fun and safe for the whole family. New Christian Radio, AM 1070 WNCT. After the holidays, AM 1070 WNCT will begin playing today's best Christian music in high definition.
Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west?
Spread the word about New Christian Radio, AM 1070 WNCT.
This is Budweiser. This is the authentic American lager. This is a recipe used for over 130 years and the freshest beer in the store. This is hand-selected barley malt from the golden fields of the Great Plains. It's a precise blend of two-row and six-row barley for the perfect balance of flavor and refreshment. This is the choicest hops grown in the Willamette Valley in Washington and Oregon and Bonner's Ferry in Idaho. Hops chosen for their aroma, flavor, and character, and hand-blended into each brew kettle. This is every batch Beechwood aged for 3 weeks to produce a one-of-a-kind smoothness. This is Budweiser. This is the great American lager. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Agra Supply of Greenville. Don't let the name fool you. They stock over 23,000 items for farm, shop, and home. Get ready for the big game at Agra Supply of Greenville. You'll find values on products ranging from sporting goods and outdoor cooking supplies to lawn and garden supplies, pet and equine, to truck accessories, shop tools, and much more. Come see the large selection of burners, cast iron stew pots, skillets, grill accessories, and other tailgate items. You'll find good old-fashioned customer service, honesty, and integrity at Agra Supply of Greenville. Compare Agra Supply before you buy. Agra Supply. Call 252-752-3999. Agra Supply, 4500 Greenville Boulevard. Online, visit agrasupply.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Simon from the Beef Barn. While others are celebrating their grand opening, the Beef Barn is celebrating anniversaries, 40 of them. As you know, the Beef Barn's been around since 1967, but there's nothing old about the beautiful new barn. Great steak, chicken and seafood, a daily lunch buffet, and Greenville's best salad bar are what many know us for. But you'll find many favorites on our new expanded menu. Portobello crab dip and our 22-ounce cowboy steak are just some of the new items that you can enjoy at Greenville's hometown steakhouse. There's not a better setting for a family Sunday brunch or quiet romantic dinner for two. You'll still find the same great food and service, but the award-winning wine list and the atmosphere is what makes the Beef Barn Greenville's best. Need the Beef Barn to cater your function? Call Donna for parties and events, 756-1161. For business meetings or family gatherings, you've been coming to the Beef Barn for 40 years. Stop by and discover the Beef Barn again.
Make it tonight.
You're listening to Bud. Call for reservations at 756-1161 on Talk 1070.
Jingle bells.
Time now for our keys to the game.
Here's Denny O'Brien.
If my key to the game is third down conversions, East Carolina's defense needs to not give up too many third down conversions to the Boise State offense. They need to get off the field, let the East Carolina offense get on the field, and once TCU has the ball, they need to convert on third down. Third down conversions will be a huge key to winning this game for ECU.
Here's Kevin Monroe.
East Carolina's going to have to get up on the ball quickly, get started with Chris Johnson, Jamar Bryant through the air, and also Dwayne Harris. I think those big three are going to have to make some plays all game long, and the quarterback's just going to have to keep them in it. Fire's going to have their hands full of Boise State, but Boise State is a beatable team. They've lost twice this season, and I think the Pirates can pull it out, but it's going to be a tough one.
We wrap up the show after this.
You're listening to Pirate Game Day Countdown from Buffalo Wild Wings on Talk 1070, the flagship home of the ECU Pirates.
Stanley's
Steamers, Greenville's full-service cleaning company, offering carpet and upholstery cleaning, water damage restoration, tile and ground cleaning, and commercial services. Stanley Steamers is a national company, but the Greenville franchise is a locally owned and operated business with an office on Highway 33 East. Stanley Steamer can professionally clean your carpet, rugs, upholstery, drapes, just about anything in your home or office. They'll also clean tile and ground in your kitchen and bathrooms. Greenville Stanley Steamer offers a professional and superior cleaning, and all technicians are equipped with truck-mounted steam extraction equipment. They'll come to your home or office when it's convenient for you, even on Saturdays. And if it needs to be cleaned right away, same-day service is available. Did I mention that you can also buy carpet and flooring from Stanley Steamer? Call owners Kim and David Spencer today, 756-0033. Ask about the Talk 1070 special. Tell them you heard this ad and receive a free bottle of Stanley Steamer Spot Remover. At Stanley Steamer, 756-0033. A proud member of Pirates Supporting Pirates.
Head down to Bully's Fifth Street Pizzeria in Uptown Greenville for great food and a fun atmosphere, plus daily drink specials. Bully's is the place to watch football this season. 15 televisions feature ESPN's College Game Plan and NFL Sunday Ticket. Catch all 12 ECU games on the tube at Bully's this year. It's the best seat in the house for Pirate football. Bully's has half-price appetizers on Sundays and $8 all-you-can-eat wings on Mondays. Voted best pizza in Greenville, Bully's is serving up their famous Chicago-style pizza. Strombolis, salads, subs, and appetizers for lunch or dinner. Check out the new 24-inch extra-large pizza. It's big enough to feed a crowd and great for tailgaters. And don't forget, for late-night cravings, Bully's stays open until 4 a.m., serving breakfast Tuesday through Saturday. Yes, Bully's delivers. Relax and call 752-B-O-L-I. Bully's, 5th Street Pizzeria, corner of 5th and Cotan Street in Uptown Greenville, serving Pirate fans for over 16 years.
Football season is now in full swing, and that means our local Xerox authorized sales agent, Daryl Harrison, is doing double duty again on the weekends in his role as a college football official. Right, Daryl?
Yeah, we're making the right football calls like people have been making the right calls for their business with Xerox.
Yeah, you've been helping people make the right calls in business with the award-winning product lineup from Xerox, including black and white and color copier printers at affordable prices. It's the Xerox value proposition. And the Xerox service team has been recognized for the second consecutive year for providing the best in the industry for service, support, and satisfaction. It's a great time to do business with Xerox in Eastern Carolina. They can help you with copying, printing, scanning, and faxes. Right, Daryl?
Yeah, Xerox has great prices, great products, and great people.
Folks, Daryl is making the right calls on the field this season, but you need to make the right call. Call Daryl Harrison, your local authorized Xerox sales agent, at 321-7994. That's 321-7994. Hey, Talk 1070 listeners, this is Henry Hinton with big news. We're moving all of our great talk programming to the FM dial. Yep, we're moving to 94.3 FM effective January 1st. But we'll still have our great programming like Talk of the Town every morning, Laura Ingram, Sean Hannity. Plus, we'll be introducing some other great new programs just in time for the election year.
Hey, Big Hen, what about me? Do I get to make the move also?
I don't know, Patrick. We're talking about FM here. Let me get back to you.
Oh, you can't make it on FM without me.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, here's news about what's coming to 1070.
Finally, there's a radio station that's fun and safe for the whole family. New Christian Radio, AM 1070 WNCT. After the holidays, AM 1070 WNCT will begin playing today's best Christian music in high definition.
Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west?
Spread the word about New Christian Radio, AM 1070 WNCT.
On Talk 1070, the flagship home of the ECU Pirates.
All right, here we go. This is the Folge of Christmas right here. Merry Christmas with the family, Jeff. Here we go. Listen to this.
Mom got drunk and Dad got drunk.
Yep.
At a Christmas party.
That's Folge's house in Wilson.
We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog.
Oh, yeah.
Little sister brought her new boyfriend.
There you go, Fulton. What was he?
He was a Mexican.
Yep, sure was.
We didn't know what to think of him till he sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad.
Nice location, by the way, you stepped out for us here today, Fulton, here in the corner. Let us go for a second. I'm about to lose my voice. There we go. I'll pull it down. We'll play it at the end. There we go. Brandon Fulgham, our engineer on site, our coordinating producer, Jeff Harrell. Thanks to those guys. Merry Christmas to you both. And to John Creech as well, back in the studios, as we appreciate his efforts back at the 1070 studios. BW3's the locale. They'll have the games on all these 40 screens here tonight, as they will also have great specials, food, fun, a lot of excitement, 23-ounce Miller Lite, Coors Lite, Bud Select, and Newcastle Drafts. Drink special of a Wild Bloody Mary, $5. Royal Flush Shooter for $4.25. We're all doing one after the big show here tonight. And the Pirates and Boise State coming up. About to join Pirate ISP Sports Network coverage coming up at the top of the hour. Of course, some news involving an ECU. Great. E.G., David Garrard, 3 touchdowns today, 2 through the air, 1 on the ground, as the Jags win today big, 49-11 over Oakland. They clinch home field. Maybe that is an omen for the Pirates, who will take on 24th-ranked Boise State coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. Sheridan Hawaii Bowl from Aloha Stadium in Honolulu. No post game tonight, but we will have fallout and coverage, I'm sure, if warranted, in the new year. Don't forget, we're making the big move to 94.3 FM. The new Talk FM, WTIB, as we come up, and we'll have that for you in the new year. Well, thanks to everybody who was involved with the show here. Denny O'Brien, thanks to him. Thanks to Nate and as well Kevin Monroe for their contributions. Also, thanks to our producer, Fulgham. And what are you pointing me for, Fulgham? And Jeff Harrell, our guys who have been with us all year long. They've done an outstanding job. And I have appreciated their efforts all year long as well. Also, again, thanks to the folks at Beasley. And they're coming up top of the hour, the Pirate ISP Sports Network. And we are going to get ready to come out and join them at the top of the hour. Take a break. Actually, we'll play this song out and come back with the top of the hour at the Pirate ISP Sports Network. Pirates of Boise State coming up at 8. It is the Sheridan Hawaii Bowl being played tonight at Aloha Stadium. Here we go.
On Talk 1070, the flagship home of the ECU Pirates.
Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We didn't know what to think of him till he sang Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Ken brought his kid with him, the 3 from his first wife, Lynn, and the 2 identical twins from his second wife, Mary Nell. Of course, he brought his new wife, Kay, who talks all about AA. Chain smoking while the stereo plays. Cousin
David knew just what went wrong. So we all waited out on our front lawn. He threw the breaker and the lights came on. And we sang Silent Night, Silent Night. Oh, holy night. Carver Turkey turned the ball game on.
The following is a presentation of ISP, America's home for college sports.
The 2007 Pirate football season was marked by one of the most challenging schedules in ECU history. Top 10 opponents West Virginia and Virginia Tech, along with Conference USA favorite Southern Miss, dotted the September slate. Skip Holtz and crew never backed down, and the Pirate faithful received a glimpse of what was to come. Here's Sean Glennon, the junior quarterback out of Centerville, Virginia, brings the Hokies to the line of scrimmage for their first play of the ball game. He fakes the handoff, he stays in the pocket, looks downfield, throws it, picked off to the 50-yard line by Pierre Bell. Pierre Bell gets the pick for the Pirates at the 50-yard line.
Well, we learned we belong on the field with a top 10 team. We can compete at this level. We made too many mistakes today. But I thought they competed. I thought they played hard. We just didn't make the most of a couple opportunities we had.
Here's Patrick Pinckney. Turn, handoff, left side in. Dominic Pinckney. Touchdown, Pirates. 14-13. 7:32 to go, third quarter. Second and goal from the 1 yard line. Young powers in. Right behind his big center. He's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Southern Miss. 32 seconds to go in the game. Here's White, takes the handoff, goes to the right side, trying to turn the corner, and does. He's in for the touchdown. For the second time only, Carolina came to town on a hot, muggy night as the Pirates made history. Pinckney looks over the middle, throws the ball, and it's complete, breaking into the secondary to the 40-yard line, to the 30-yard line, to the 20-yard line. It's Chris Johnson, 15, 10, 5. He's in. Touchdown, Pirates. Tar Heels have the ball. 48, yanks back the pass. Lutz fires to the right side. It is picked off! Picked off at the 48-yard line by the Pirates. Jerry Hewitt makes a great grab. There's the field goal attempt from 40. There's the snap ball down. The kick is up from 40 yards. And the kick is good! Pirates win! Jerry continues this from purple.
Wow! That is unbelievable. That's a win. Long overdue. Huge kick by Ben Hartman. Now all the misses.
They all the credit to them. They came in and played hard, and they came in and believed they would win. But I was like, to say my offensive line, too. They played good job, good job. Yeah, we gave up a couple of sacks, but overall, they played good. The defense played good, and we just believed, and we didn't quit.
That was just the beginning of the wild journey that ensued. First out and 10, coming up for Houston, their own 42. Keenum looks, he's flushed out. He's in big trouble, and he's going down at the 30-yard line. There is Devers out wide on the right side. They're in the shotgun. Johnson has the ball. To the 10, to the 5. Taking Cougars with him. He's in close to the goal line. He's got the touchdown. Cass brings him out. Chris Johnson set behind him. Cass, quarterback, keeper, pushing forward. He's in. Touchdown, Pirates.
What most people don't know is I lost my grandmother earlier this week and had to go up to New York for a funeral. But like I said, there's somebody upstairs watching over me. She gave me an opportunity and we made the most of it.
Ball is at the 30-yard line. We'll call it second down and 8 out of the shotgun. Pinckney will turn, hand it off to Chris Johnson. Big hole. 35, 40, 45. He's in the clear. Chris Johnson, 40, 30, 20. You're never going to catch Chris Johnson like that. He's in for the touchdown. Rolling right, Pinckney looking, he's going to throw it. Got a man out there going deep. Back, Jamar Bryant. Touchdown, Pirates. 52-yard touchdown strike. And the Pirates lead 33-6. ECU ended the season at 7-5. Tonight, in the last stop of a nearly 10,000-mile journey, the Boise State Broncos provide the final challenge.
last season's BCS darlings went 10-2 this year. It's a matchup of the Johnsons. Chris Johnson, ECU's record-setting running back, versus Ian Johnson, Boise State's All-America. Stay tuned as ECU looks to paint the islands purple on the Pirate ISP Sports Network next.
ECU football begins now on ISP, America's home for college sports.
And off it goes to Jonathan Williams. Breaks the tackle, breaks another. He's to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Jonathan Williams has taken it all the way to the house.
Our pregame coverage kicks off with the East Carolina Bank Pirate pregame show. East Carolina Bank, excellence in community banking since 1920. The East Carolina Bank pregame show is also sponsored by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, your plan for better health. And by Greenville Toyota. Come experience the Greenville Toyota Scion Advantage.
And a quick hitter, Dominic Lindsay. He's in. Touchdown, Pirates.
We'll join the crew back at the stadium after these messages.
Since 1920, ECB has been proud to call Eastern North Carolina home. Our professionals care about their customers' well-being. We explain the financial impact of your banking decisions before we recommend a product or make you a loan. We've always been there for our customers and our community. Let us show you why ECB stands for excellence in community banking.
Community banking is your one to be. The excellence of ECB.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ISP is America's home for college sports and proud to be the multimedia rights holder for the ECU Pirates, as well as nearly 40 other NCAA Division I college properties across the U.S. ISP Sports can help you tap into the fastest growing, most affluent, and loyal consumer segment in the American economy, the college sports fan. Put the marketing experts at ISP to work for you. Our team of dedicated pros can custom design winning sales solutions for your business. Call ISP Sports today and see how we can help you win raving fans. ISP, America's home for college sports. More of the 2007 Sheraton Hawaii Bowl after this from your local station on the Pirate ISP Sports Network.
You deserve a faster, more convenient way to meet your insurance needs. That's why Nationwide provides on-your-side service guaranteed. Whether you need life, home, auto, or business insurance, we have a plan for you. One call to your local Nationwide agent is all it takes to start.
Contact your Eastern North Carolina Nationwide agent today to learn how Nationwide can be on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliated companies. Life insurance issued by Nationwide Life Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Nationwide is an equal housing opportunity insurer.
ECUPirates.com, the official website of ECU Athletics. ECUPirates.com provides detailed content and results of all Pirate sports teams, with innovative photos, live game and coaches show broadcasts, and in-depth interviews about the ECU Pirates. ECUPirates.com is your complete online source for sports news when you just have to know. Visit ECUPirates.com. Make it your start page each time you log on to the internet. Go to the source. Go to ECUPirates.com.
From Aloha Stadium in Honolulu, Hawaii, welcome to the East Carolina Bank Pirate Pregame Show. The East Carolina Bank offers community-style banking delivered with a personal touch with 23 convenient locations in Eastern North Carolina. Stop by today and let us demonstrate why ECB stands for excellence in community banking. Well, hello, aloha, everybody. I'm David Horn, along with the voice of the Pirates, Jeff Charles, color analyst Kevin Monroe, and working our sideline today will be Billy Weaver, Marty Fuhrer. He's got a nice family and lots of Christmas activities going on, and he just couldn't quite make this long trip.
Yeah, you're right, David. We allowed Marty to stay home with his family, and of course, as everyone knows who listens to Pirate Football and the Pirate ISP Sports Network, Marty Fuhrer is a big, big part of our network. 15 years with the network. Marty has a young family and a lot of folks coming in for Christmas in Wilmington, so we said, Marty, go ahead and take this game off and enjoy your family, enjoy the holidays. So we're fortunate to have Billy Weaver from WITN, the official station of the ECU Pirates, manning our sideline today for us, and we look forward to working with Bill.
All right. Well, for the Pirates here, it's been quite a trip to Hawaii. The team charter left frigid Kingston early last Monday morning following a two-hour delay, arriving in Hawaii a little over 11 hours later in preparation today, Jeff, for the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl. Jeff, it's been a week to remember so far for the team and the Pirates traveling party.
Well, David, there's no question about that. We've talked all week about this being a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these players, the majority of whom will never see these islands again, and for these young kids to have a chance to come over here and experience Hawaiian life and the culture and just the great activities that the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl has rolled out the red carpet for them. It's been a week that they'll never forget, and they've had a great, great time. And at the same time, David, they've come here to win a football game. But it's been fun going to practice and watching the kids out here in this great weather. I mean, the weather here is unbelievable. Every day it's about 79 or 80. And what's really amazing about Hawaii weather is the fact that in the evening, the temperature only goes down about 8 or 9 degrees. There's only about an 8 or 9 degree variance every day. So if it's 79 during the day, it's about 71 degrees at night, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. So the guys have had a chance to go to the